Columbia Fireflies, who will face off for the 200th time later this season. The Green Jackets just two games ahead in the all-time season series, and they won 11 of 21 games last year. Both sides, very familiar rosters for the Fireflies. More of the players that are repeating this level come on the defensive and pitching side of the ball compared to Augusta, where you have a lot on both sides. But you're going to get a good mix of familiar faces and newcomers, top prospects, and under-the-radar flyers that are looking to make an impact in the 2025 season. We start off with the Fireflies lineup, and it goes as follows. Osbel Gonzalez leads off in center field. He's one of six players for the Fireflies in the starting lineup that are making their Columbia debut. One man who is not, Hyung-Chan who will be the designated hitter. He hit his first single-A homer against the Green Jackets last year, right before the 4th of July. Ramon Ramirez is behind the plate. He's a top-10 prospect for the Royals. Darlin Figueroa and Stone Russell manning first and third, respectively. Brennan McNair back in left field. He gets another season in Columbia, a familiar face in the Carolina League. Jorge Hernandez at second. Josie Novas, the shortstop. And Ronnie Cabrera rounds it out in right field. The Green Jackets just about to take the field. Augusta in their all whites with the Jackets across the front. Carolina in the navy blue and the gray. Augusta sending to the hill Owen Hackman today, the right-handed pitcher. Ninth rounder last season out of Loyola Marymount. And Hackman, in his brief pro debut after going in that draft, he was nothing shy of phenomenal. For a team that did not give him a ton of run support, he still made everything work that he possibly could. A 2-2 record in five games. Three of those were starts. One came against the Columbia Fireflies. But Hackman, a 1.31 ERA in 21 innings. He struck out 24 in that time and held batters on the opposition to a 1.57 clip. Hackman was phenomenal. He received rave reviews from pitching coach Elvin Nina about his makeup, his work ethic, and what the ceiling could be. Hackman jogs his way out of the dugout, realizes his teammates aren't joining him, and eventually we're going to play baseball. At 7:07, we should be ready to go, and it seems like we're missing something. Now Hackman will jog himself across the white line, and baseball can start to be thought of, if nothing else. We're eight warm-up pitches away from the Green Jackets getting going. Ninth round pick, a lot of folks will look at that. That's the end of day two. It's where you start to see some money-saving deals. There's a ton of financial and baseball-related considerations that go into the Major League Draft that you don't necessarily see in other professional sports, especially the Big Four in America. But Hackman, if he wasn't on your radar right at the draft, he certainly should be coming into this year. There are very few arms on this roster that would be further up on the short list for an early season promotion to the High A Rome Emperors than Owen Hackman. Fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup is what he flashed last year. That breaking ball that he developed over his time, specifically his senior season at Loyola Marymount, really became his out pitch. He ended the year phenomenally last season, six shutout innings allowing just one hit in a win at Down East. But he has seen this Fireflies team before, got a no decision out of the bullpen, four innings, one run baseball. Year to year, that doesn't always mean everything. Of course, these rosters change, and the hope for all of these players is that this is just a memorable pit stop on their way up the rankings of pro ball. For the Green Jackets out of the Braves system since 2021, it's High A Rome, Double A Columbus. The Clingstones have now moved to Columbus, Georgia, after previously being the Mississippi Braves and the Gwinnett Stripers. So Augusta, though it is officially located, the ballpark at least, in North Augusta, South Carolina, the main metropolis is in Georgia, and all four minor league affiliates have their general home base inside the Peach State, where Atlanta resides themselves. For the Royals, they're a bit more spread out across the country. And Columbia, previously of the Mets affiliation, have been with Kansas City for the last few years. 85, slightly cloudy, but the sun really starting to work its way out. And a couple minutes late, we're ready to play some baseball. This is Osbel Gonzalez leading off against Owen Hackman. Hack out of the stretch to start off the season. Got the opening day nod. And Gonzalez fouls the first pitch back. Waiting to see if we can get the radar gun up and running, whether or not we will have velocities for you. Hackman generally 92 to 94 last year. And did a lot of strength-based work in the offseason back home in Los Angeles. Gonzalez, a strong season last year in the FCL. He also got a cup of coffee at the AA ranks when Northwest Arkansas needed a couple extra bodies. Hackman, the 0-1 off the outside corner with the off-speed. We mentioned there's both a cutter and a curveball for Hackman. That cutter became more of a true slider type of pitch under the Braves' tutelage late last year. Be interesting to see what the work has been over the offseason. Below the knees, ball two. Gonzalez, a lot of speed at the top of the order. He's the number 23 prospect in the Royals system. One of three top 30 prospects in the lineup tonight for Columbia. 2-1 from Hackman. Swatted back up the middle, and that falls for a base hit. Osvel Gonzalez, in his single-A debut, records his first hit and the first one of the summer. 7:09 is when we got going here on April the 4th of 2025. Hackman gives up a bit of a bloop single, a slight jam shot from Gonzalez, and now we keep an eye on the young center fielder who has been lauded for his plus speed. 23 steals last year in 42 games. And in steps Hyung Chan Um. Hackman will pick over to check on Gonzalez unsuccessfully. We'll remind you of the pickoff rules here at the minor league level. It is opening day, and we're all still getting reacquainted. Hackman perpetually out of the stretch. A deep breath, runner goes. Pitch is called down. The throw from Montgomery, not in time. An early stolen base for Osvel Gonzalez, and for the Royals prospect heads, that's everything you wanted to see. Single, steal, and a man into scoring position. Going back to those pickoff rules, you are allowed two disengagements per plate appearance and per base. For example, Hackman now resets to two because Gonzalez has stolen second. One ball, no strikes on the DH, Hyung Chan out of Seoul, South Korea. Rocketed foul to even the count. Green Jacket defense, plenty of new faces. Eric Hartman in left, making his pro debut. Luis Guanipa in center. Isaiah Drake in right. He was the opening day center fielder last year. Elio Campos, John Heal, Colby Jones, and Carlos Monteverde go left to right across the infield. And the fifth round pick, Nick Montgomery, makes his pro debut behind the dish. Big lead for Gonzalez. Timed it up well. Sidearm throw from Montgomery. Not in time. Two stolen bases early for Osvel Gonzalez, and he's 90 feet away from scoring. Hackman, an ever so slight hesitation. Gonzalez looked like he was trying to time up the right-hander. Shuffled deep into that lead. We've seen the Braves prospects try to do that a handful of times, and Gonzalez has made his way three-quarters of the way home. Broken bat, flare into shallow right. Isaiah Drake behind it. Gonzalez will tag. He will not test the arm as Isaiah fires a two-hopper into the dish. One at bat, one broken bat for Hyung Chan but Gonzalez did go first to third of his own volition in that time period. Derek Gibson is your home plate umpire. Nicholas Saxton is out in the field. Those two will rotate on the two-man crew across this weekend. A lot of changes to the umpiring crews this year from last season, so you won't see many names you recognize. Here's the single-A debut of Ramon Ramirez as the infield comes in with one out. Breaking ball off the outside corner and a bit too far down as well. 1-0 on the stocky catcher. Ramirez listed at 6'180". He looks to be above both those numbers at 19 years of age. And bounces it to the left side. Heel, a leaping catch. His only play will be at one, and it's an RBI ground out on a big bouncer from Ramirez. Heel was in on the grass, but that took a big enough bounce and too far to his right side. He had no opportunity to nab the speedy Osvel Gonzalez. And run creation at its finest for the Fireflies. It's 1-0. Bloop single, two stolen bases, and a ground out brings Gonzalez home. This is Darylin Figueroa. First lefty that Hackman faces takes a ball outside. Only two left-handed hitters in the lineup for Columbia under the tutelage of first-year skipper David Novarita. That's Figueroa and Jorge Hernandez, who's down in the seventh spot. He'll show bunt. Figueroa with a wide-open left side pops it back out of play. Green Jackets did a lot of shifting last year. They'll likely do the same again. Connor Justice was the main infield coach last year. He's now up in High A Rome and has ceded that role to Brad Stoll, who comes in with two decades of high school coaching experience. Figueroa late on the fastball, 1-2. A lot of strikeouts for Darylin Figueroa last year, had over 100 in his time. He spent the entirety of the season with the Fireflies. Hackman looking to stop the damage at 1. 1-2 offering on the ground to the right side and pulled through the hole. Splits Jones and Monteverde evenly. Good bit of two-out hitting for Darylin Figueroa. And the Fireflies continue this barrage. A run on one hit already. Now make it 2 for Columbia. An early cushion for Mason Miller in his first professional start. We'll get into the details on him as we get to the bottom of the first. But he has thrown in this ballpark before, and it did not go all that well. Stone Russell batting from the right side, the third baseman. Hackman picks over. Figueroa went back in standing, a dangerous decision to do so. And he's in by the skin of his teeth. Skipper David Novarita is coaching third. Bench coach Trip Keister is over at first. And now Hackman has burned through both of his disengagements. That will allow Figueroa to get a bit stronger of a lead. He was 15 for 22, swiping bags last year. See if he's off and running. Novarita has these boys aggressive early. There he goes. Fastball is high. Good one to throw for Montgomery, but it's the wrong side of the bag. The Fireflies are 3 for 3 stealing, two-thirds of an inning into the year. Hackman still getting back into the swing of things. You got a young catcher making his pro debut. And Columbia doing everything they can to take advantage. Pitch missed to Russell, 1-0. Bit of a lengthy inning here for Hackman already. 1-0. Burns it past Stone Russell, tipped into the mitt to even the count. Hackman's at 16 pitches, 9 strikes through two-thirds of an inning. Russell holds the hands low, tucked up against the navy blue jersey. Hackman, 2, looks out at second, the 1-1. Just off the outer edge, and a late call strike by Derek Gibson. Looked to be right there, and it was indeed. Gibson paused for consideration, but then emphatic in that late call. Ball and 2 strikes. Back-to-back, 2 strike, 2 out counts for Owen Hackman. Runner goes. The pitch, strike 3, swinging. Ball was dropped by Montgomery. He'll flip it over to first, and the side is retired. Owen Hackman picks up his first strikeout, but the Fireflies manufacture a run. It's 1-0 after the top of the first on opening day.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Zero payments for 2 months, zero cost maintenance for 4 years, and 0% financing is back available. Also, to make this even better, we're going to cover your sales tax up to $500. Different. Let us prove it. Learn more at MiracleToyotaNorthAugusta.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Fans, to provide a positive experience for all at SRB Park and out of respect for fellow guests, players, coaches,
this summer, we're going from minor league baseball.
Looking for a great
disruptive or unruly, interfering with play or throwing objects on the view.
We'll bring you back in here on Bally Sports Live and on MLB TV. Bottom of the first here on opening day for the Green Jackets, and they're already chasing a run. Augusta's lineup, a lot of folks that ended the year on this lineup, especially at the top half. John Heels at shortstop with Luis Guanipa, the center fielder, right behind him. They're the two highest regarded prospects in the Braves' top 30 at number 14 and 15, respectively. 3 through 5 in the Augusta order, all making their professional debut. Nick Montgomery behind the plate, Eric Hartman in left, and Owen Carey, the designated hitter. Isaiah Drake, the only opening day starter from last year that's still in the starting lineup this year. He's in right field hitting 6th. Colby Jones, Carlos Monteverde, and Elio Campos rounding out the order against the southpaw Mason Miller. No relation to the Athletics closer. Miller, 14 games out of the bullpen last year, had an ERA above 7. This will be his first professional start. Facing the speedy shortstop, John Heel, to get going. And a check swing is rolled softly to first. That's an idyllic start for Mason Miller. One pitch, one out. Not exactly what Augusta had in mind. Offense is going to be what we all pay high degrees of attention to this year. Aynar Diaz is no longer the hitting coach for the Green Jackets. He's now down working with the FCL. Augusta has brought strength in numbers. There are two co-hitting coaches as Luis Guanipa checks in for the first time and sees a pitch outside. Former big leaguer Ruben Gotay will be one of the co-hitting coaches after spending last year in the same position with the Diablos Rojos in the Mexican League. Guanipa rolls this one softly up the middle. Novas to his left. Two up, two down. Gotay will be joined by Evans native, so a local product, in Garrett Wilkinson, the co-hitting coach. He began as the video assistant in 2021 and has worked his way up. The Fireflies defense, McNair, Gonzalez, and Cabrera across the outfield. Stone Russell and Darlin Figueroa man the corners. It's Josie Novas at short, Jorge Hernandez at second, and then Ramon Ramirez behind the plate. Here's the first at bat for Nick Montgomery. Fifth rounder out of Cypress, California last year. The only position player drafted by the Braves in the first 10 rounds. He's a little bit late on the fastball, nothing in one. Montgomery, a ton of power in the 6-4 right-handed frame, going up against Miller. Sees it outside, 1-1. Mason Miller, pretty hefty reverse or regular size splits last year. Righties hit over 375, lefties about 230. 1-1. Breaking ball, ladled softly up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Hernandez, but he has no play. Nick Montgomery has his first professional hit, and the Green Jackets have a base runner. Got down the line rather well. There were more stolen bases in minor league baseball last season than any year previously. Fireflies went 3-for-3 in the top of the first. Montgomery's not a noted stolen base threat, but you just saw him motor down the line well. We'll keep an eye on what Winston Sawyer has him doing. Here's Eric Hartman, the left fielder, and one of four lefties against the lefty Miller. Hartman takes ball one outside. It's also his professional debut. Like Montgomery before him and Carey, who's on deck, all three of them did play in the Atlanta Braves spring breakout game. But this is the first recorded ball game that actually counts. Hartman bounces it through the open left side, and back-to-back rookies have back-to-back two-out hits. Lots of ground balls being created by Mason Miller. But the two young guns are both on the board and both on base with two down. Montgomery at second, Hartman at first for Owen Carey, the designated hitter. Miller had a 7.76 ERA last year between the Arizona Complex League and his brief time with the Fireflies. He was nearly exclusively a starter at Florida Gulf Coast. Now the Royals organization will opt to stretch him out a little bit more, where he might be a bit more comfortable. Left on left for Owen Carey. Miller closed from the first base side of the rubber. Darts in a pitch low and outside. Five pitch mix for Miller. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup, and curveball. He'll show you the whole repertoire. That breaking ball was his best pitch last year. Short lead at second for Montgomery. Inside and over correction brushes back the young DH. Carey, the youngest player on the roster, won't turn 19 until late July. Out of the New Hampshire prep ranks, he was popped in the 15th round of last year's draft. And he sits ahead 2-0 on Mason Miller. The pitch, handcuffed and on the ground to the first base side. An inning full of ground balls. And John Heel, Owen Carey, they bookend with ground outs to Figueroa at first. Jackets strand a pair. It's 1-0 after two.
Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, home, the mortgage. Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. SRP, although subject to approval, rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 614441.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Owen Hackman back to work in the top of the second. Fireflies 1, Green Jackets 0, beg your pardon. We're still knocking that rust off here on opening night. Hackman, 18 pitches in the first, closed out well, allowed a pair of singles and one run scored as the Fireflies swiped 3 bags and recorded just 3 outs. McNair, Hernandez, and Novas, 6-7-8, 2 up for Columbia. Brendan McNair, one of 3 starters in the lineup tonight who are familiar with the Green Jackets. McNair, a low average last year, but good speed and solid defense as well. He finds himself in left field tonight. And a lot more experience than most on either side of the ball. Hackman, first pitch breaking ball. He hooked it to the glove side, 1-0. McNair, like Hyung-Chan and former Firefly farmhand Austin Charles, spent their winter in the Australian Baseball League. Off-speed in the dirt, McNair goes fishing, 1-1. Chasing those secondary pitches was a problem for McNair last year, but there's a lot of talent, a lot of athleticism. Columbia and the Royals trying to get McNair to put it all together. He was very strong for the Brisbane Bandits of the Australian League. And he hooks this one to the wide-open left-field corner. Hartman wasn't even in the same area code, and McNair can cruise into second with a stand-up double. Third straight breaking ball out of the hand of Hackman, and that slider stayed up. McNair did not miss it. Fireflies clogging the bases early against Owen Hackman. Jorge Hernandez will swing from the left-handed side. Hackman did not allow more than 3 runs in any of his 5 outings after turning pro last year, and never more than 2 earned. Man at second, nobody out to start off the second, and Hernandez will take ball 1 off the plate. Hernandez exclusively in the Arizona Complex League last year, 41 games. Hit just shy of 300. A lot of movement up from the complex for the Royals affiliate. So a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball. Heater catches the outside corner, 1-1. John Heel is holding Brendan McNair on at second base. McNair was 9-for-15 on the base paths last year. Elio Campos looking into the dugout over the third baseman, trying to figure out where he needs to be. Hackman the 1-1. Baltimore chop off the plate. Big bounce for Monteverde at first. He flips in time. Hackman gets the foot on the bag. Just a half step ahead of Hernandez. It's a 3-1 put out, but it's productive nevertheless as McNair able to scooter his way up to third base. And for the second inning in a row, man at third, 1 out for the Fireflies. It's Josie Novas in his first Firefly at bat looking to potentially double the lead. And if the numbers are true on Novas, he wants to do more than that. takes a slider for strike one. Novas hit 190 last year, did have five long balls, and he also struck out 80 times in 42 games. Lots of power, lots of swing and miss for the right-hander. The 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Novas waving at the breaking ball, nothing and two. It's a sharp cut slider that Hackman is showing. Really hasn't dropped that 12-6 in much at all. He didn't entirely scrap it last year, but it certainly became a more of a back pocket pitch, and that's not all that uncommon with young Braves draftees. Deep breath for Hackman at the belt, 0-2. Fastball just outside. After a couple sliders, looking to burn one past Novas, unsuccessful. Infield remains in. The left side of the infield both swung to the pole side against Novas. 1-2. Too far outside, that evens the count. Not much breeze to speak of on opening night. Certainly some early spring humidity creeping its way in. And when the breeze blows, it does so right off the river behind right field. Fastball tipped into the mitt, strike three. Second punch out of the day for Owen Hackman. Novas goes down on strikes. And up steps Ronnie Cabrera, the nine-hole hitter, trying to get the job done and not squander the leadoff double from McNair. Augusta left a pair on in the bottom of the first, including one in scoring position. Hackman looking to leave McNair at third. Right fielder Cabrera will take a slider outside. A handful of young arms over the last few years for Atlanta when they first get to Augusta, assuming this is where they make their first landfall in the pro ranks, often do scrap that curveball to work on other secondaries. Cabrera pulls through the fastball 1-1. You'll see fastball, slider, changeup be the arsenal on nearly every green jacket arm this season. Occasionally they'll mix in a sinker or a true curveball, but those three are the foundations that Augusta and the Braves like to build up. The one strike delivery to Cabrera, called a strike once again. So again, late call from Derek Gibson, considers his options, views up the frame job from Montgomery, and then calls a strike 1-2. Hackman looking to dispel Cabrera and strand a man at third. The 1-2. Fouled back. Fastball bearing in on the hands of Cabrera. Ronnie Wright, 19 years of age. Came over from the Texas Rangers in a trade about a year and a half ago. Second full season with the Royals. Still 1-2. Hackman from the belt. Bounced up the middle. John Heel to his left. Fires to first high, and too much so. Heel got underneath the throw. We saw that a lot early on in the season from the Green Jackets last year defensively, and that will allow McNair to score and double the lead. We'll wait to see what the call is, but it appears to be an E6 on the throw. And so that will mark that run as unearned, and anything that comes across subsequently will be the same. No RBI for Cabrera. On an admittedly difficult play for John Heel. Back to the top for Osbel Gonzalez. He takes strike one. McNair's double, the only truly hard hit ball so far among the three hits plus the error for the Fireflies first time through. Hackman picks over a bit close, but Cabrera in safely. He stole five bags last year. With two outs, third baseman Elio Campos will be beckoned back out of bunt defense and drop his heels toward the outfield grass. 0-1 delivery. Bounce towards third. Now Campos has to come charging in, and he throws too late. So no sooner did we mention Campos dropping into deep coverage than he has to come charging up. It's another infield single for the Fireflies. Two on, two out for Hyung Chan Ung. That's a tough play for just about anybody. Campos has received rave reviews for his defense in his first season stateside after 4 years in the Dominican Summer League. But with Gonzalez running, he did not have much of a chance. Pitching coach Elvin Nino will come out. He'll speak with Montgomery, Hackman, and Campos as well. Don't let the early error fool you. This is certainly a infield and a team altogether that has a very high defensive ceiling. Campos, very smooth with the glove, and he can play anywhere in the infield. Heel is generally phenomenal there. That was just a tough play that he submarined a bit too high. Colby Jones at second is a true shortstop and a good one at that. And Monteverde, although he was signed as an outfielder, has picked up first rather naturally. No balls and a strike on Hyung-Chan Um. And now the count has been cleared. It's 0-0. On the swing, did go around, so they had no need to take that strike off the board. It's 0-1. Ronny Cabrera at second. Osbel Gonzalez at first. Hackman the 0-1. Chases the slider, 0-2. Hyung-Chan popped up to shallow right field his last time up. Isaiah Drake was the recipient of that one. Green Jackets have good speed all the way around the outfield. Haven't really seen the arms from any of these three. Guanipa, a little bit above average. Drake right around the middle of the pack. Hartman to be determined. The 0-2. Slider swatted away once again. Does not go down without a fight very frequently. He did strike out 56 times in 50 games last year with the Fireflies. Also had some time in the Arizona Complex League. But an old-fashioned soil sport. He'll make you work for every K. Goes around too far there. Good fight. Better breaking ball. Second strikeout of the inning, but the unearned run cost the Green Jackets another digit, and it's 2-0 halfway through the second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah.
That big old cash cow.
But this year, something special is happening in this year.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
These jerseys like the iconic flowers they display.
Jackets with a pair of two-out singles in inning number one, but could not push either across. It was five ground balls induced by Mason Miller. And the former Florida Gulf Coast lefty goes back in his first start for inning number two. He'll see Drake Jones and Monteverde left, right, left. Was an interesting decision by Winston Sawyer to put all of his left-handers in the lineup against the only lefty that will start for the Fireflies this weekend. There are two lefties available out of the bullpen for both of these teams. Columbia will use Dash, Albus, and Jordan Woods out of the pen. Augusta will go Jacobs, Kroger, and Gomez. Isaiah Drake steps up and takes ball one high and outside. For as much experience as Isaiah got last year, still just 19 years of age. The best certainly yet to come. And that one got him right square in the back. Not the man you want to see get on base if you're the Columbia Fireflies. Isaiah, one of the fastest men in the organization, who'd likely challenge John Heal for that title. Drake stole 23 bases last year despite dealing with a barrage of injuries. Haven't seen Miller's move yet, and you do have a good arm behind the plate in Ramon Ramirez. So how aggressive will Isaiah be? Colby Jones checks in to bat the second baseman. Drake's got a humongous lead. Miller will pick over. Drake takes off. The throw to second is dropped by the shortstop, Novas. If you're going to go, you might as well go full tilt. Isaiah took off on the slightest hint of motion from Mason Miller. Miller, a good move. Figueroa cut off the distance, did everything right. It would have been close anyway, but Novas dropping that baseball ensures Isaiah's safe. So Isaiah Drake quickly into scoring position, the same way Osbel Gonzalez did in the first. Man in scoring position for Colby Jones before he sees a pitch. Takes ball one on the fastball. Drake's got his first steal of the summer. And it certainly will not be the last. Phenomenal athlete on the bases and in the outfield. Seems like there's nothing he can't get to. Miller, the 1-0. Rifled into right field. Drake got a late jump, and he will be held up at third. It's a nice RBI almost single. Cabrera, a better throw. And Isaiah got a late stop sign from Winston Sawyer. Colby's got his first hit of the year. Everybody racking up their initial offerings for the year. Isaiah Drake hesitated just a tiny bit out at second. Would have been tough to send him anyway. Ronnie Cabrera does not have a bad arm by any stretch out there, and he showed it off quickly. Two on, nobody out. The tying run is aboard for Carlos Monteverde in his Green Jackets debut. Split last year between the Dominican Summer League and Florida Complex League. He's at first base today, left on left. Takes ball one outside. Colby was 1-for-5 stealing last year. Talked with him a couple days ago about understanding the processes by which stealing a base gets more difficult at the pro level. He had 29 at Northwest Florida State. Not going here, and Monteverde holds back on a beautiful slider. Miller tried to drop that in the front door and just missed strike one. Instead, it's 2-0. Carlos 304 last year between the two levels. We mentioned at the top, signed as an outfielder, but he's at first base today. 2-0. Goes attacking on a high one and flares it out of play. Nearly sold out crowd on opening night, and they're treated to as gorgeous as you could see in terms of both weather and location, nestled right on the banks of the Savannah River. SRP Park, built in 2018 and designed to mimic what is now Oracle Park out in San Francisco. It was built when the Green Jackets were a Giant affiliate. Miller against Monteverde, the 2-1. Colby goes, the pitch is outside, an awkward delivery from Mason Miller, and there's no throw. Jones in, two stolen bases in the frame. Mason Miller had already committed his attention to home plate. He whipped his head back mid-leg lift to look over at first, realized Jones was going, and he never quite picked up his target behind the plate. 3-1 with first base open on Monteverde. Corners are halfway. Now they're backing up some more. Time is called before Monteverde roped that one out to left field. Time was called. Catch was made, throw comes in, and now we'll see what the conversation is. The question is whether it was a pitch clock violation. Yes, it was. Mason Miller with a pitch clock violation, and so it's an automatic walk. So what would have been an F7 and then very likely a close play at the plate with Drake wanting to take off instead becomes the first walk of the day for Mason Miller. And the bags are full with nobody out. Bottom of the order, threatening in their first trip of 2025. Here's Elio Campos. Not just his Green Jackets debut, but his stateside debut. Parts of four seasons in the Dominican Summer League between the Dodgers and Braves organization. Campos cues it out to second base. Hernandez to Novas for one. There will be no play at first. It's an RBI fielder's choice, and the Jackets are on the board. Monteverde is erased. Campos gets the ribby. Fireflies 2, Green Jackets 1 in the second. And the tying run 90 feet away.
Touchdown number 7, John
Gill. Miller's been using that sinker well against righties. Gets good drop and good arm side run. Feeding it away from the barrel. Whole lot of ground out so far. All four outs have been on the dirt. John Heel will take a slider on the outside corner, strike one. Heel grounded out to first on the first pitch he saw. Novas and Hernandez in double play depth as we enter the twilight hours. Miller will pick over and Campos is back in standing. Elio did swipe 14 bags in the DSL last year. He's the only player on this Green Jackets roster that was acquired via trade. The Braves are so set at the top of their organization. There's not a lot of prospects being traded for, more traded away. Heel strokes this one up the middle for a base hit, and we are tied at two. First hit, first RBI for John Heel, and he barreled that one. Got every stitch of Mason Miller's fastball, 2-2. Drake and Jones, who began the inning with a hit by pitch and a single respectively, have both come around to tie the game. And for the first time today, we'll see one of the two Columbia pitching coaches. This is Taylor Bloy. He also has Julio Pimentel on his staff. It's become a more common practice, either on the hitting or pitching side, especially at the lower levels. Organizations are investing so heavily in the player development staff that it doesn't hurt to have different offerings for your coaches. Tied at two. Go-ahead run in scoring position for Luis Guanipa. Ramon Ramirez will step out in front and relay the signs, whether it's bunt defense or something else we may never know. Guanipa 0-for-1, a ground out in the first. 2-2, bottom second. Miller laboring slightly in his second inning of work. Guanipa underneath it, pops it out to shallow left center. It's the shortstop going out, and the catch is made by Novas. A late call from Osbel Gonzalez, the center fielder, but Josie Novas was camped, and that's the second out of the inning. Nick Montgomery will step in, singled in his first time up. Got an infield knock for his first pro hit. Montgomery, bigger than your average catcher at 6'4", 210. The offense, especially on the power side, slightly ahead of the defense right now by all accounts, but both are very strong. Takes the breaking ball low and inside. Nice stop by Ramon Ramirez. He's one of many to keep an eye on. Campos at second, Heel at first. Good speed at both bags. McNair, Gonzalez, Cabrera, your outfielders. We know McNair has an arm. Cabrera the same. Off the inside corner, 2-0. Montgomery leaning back. Miller tried to run it back to the inside corner unsuccessfully. Miller had an incredibly quick first inning, and even in this second, a lot of contact early in counts. Save for the walk on the automatic timer violation to Monteverde. Fastball low, 3-0. Miller did throw at SRP Park once before, went 2 1/3, gave up 3 runs, and blew a save in the final homestand of the year for the Green Jackets last summer. Gave up a go-ahead bomb to Harry Owen with 2 outs in the 8th. 3-0, Montgomery swinging freely and fouls it straight back. Game 1 of the summer, packed crowd, everybody wants to see some fireworks. You might as well give Montgomery the green light and see how far he can hit it. Missed the mark there. But still ahead 3-1 with 2 down. 7th Green Jacket to hit in this inning. Augusta's already tied it up. Miller looking to stop it here. 3-1. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Throw is on the wrong side of the bag from Ramirez. And both men are safe. 4 stolen bases in the inning for Augusta. Green Jacket stay safe. Thanks to Vector Security. Drake, Jones, Campos, and Heel now all have a steal against the combination of Miller and Ramirez. The count goes full, but now a base hit could likely score two. Campos and Heel will be off on the swing. Full count pitch. Called strike 3. Just above the top of the zone. Breaking ball drops back in. Montgomery doesn't like it. A late call from Derek Gibson. But the Green Jackets strike twice and knot us back up at 2 after 2.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Tied at 2-2. Green Jackets striking twice in the second. Columbia's put a run up in each of their two chances against Owen Hackman. And now we go on to the third. Ramirez, Figueroa, and Russell, the meat of the order. Green Jackets in their all-white uniforms with the green cap up top, the same true home identity they've had with the last few years, black numbers and lettering on the back as they've had since 2018 plus. Ramirez, a ground out to short, brought home a run his last time up. He takes a called strike. Fireflies wearing their navy blue rolled alternates. Have their mason jar alternate logo on the left chest and green firefly-esque logo and numbering on the back. Gray pants below. Called a strike, 0-2. Don't know exactly how far stretched out Hackman is. He's been adequately efficient, and there's certainly no movement behind him right now. The 0-2. Off the outside corner with the fastball. Did not miss by much, but did miss. Ramirez stays alive to see at least one more. Hackman, first base side of the rubber. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Backhanded well by Montgomery. Infield shifting Ramirez to pull. Jones as close as he can get to the middle of the diamond without overstepping. Outfield is deep and gap to gap. 2-2. Popped back out of play. SRP Park, we talked about its origins as a Giant-esque ballpark. It's 330 to left field, 395 to center. Has a bit of an awkward jut in out in right center field, almost reminiscent of the South Carolina state outline. Two-strike pitch, too far off, and the count goes full. It's a 10-foot-high fence from left to right field, but when you get to right, it jumps up to the Tax Slayer Terrace. Only 318 from home, but 25 feet high, backing up to the Savannah River. From 0-2 to 3-2, and ball four, Ramirez works a leadoff walk. Third consecutive inning in which Hackman has allowed the leadoff man to reach. First walk issued by the right-hander out of Loyola Marymount. Was one of the strongest performers last year for Augusta after the draft. Gets an opportunity here on opening night. Up and down the affiliates for Atlanta. There is nothing but quality pitching. Darylin Figueroa from the left side hacks it out of play. Hackman, Jeremy Reyes, Luis Arestigueta, Raven Santonio, Luke Sinard, who we'll see on Tuesday. They'll all feature in Augusta's rotation. Cam Caminiti starts the year in extended spring, but we'll likely see him eventually. And Carter Holton, when he gets back healthy, he could come to Augusta's roster. Figueroa chases the high heat, nothing in two. Holton's on the 60-day with Tommy John recovery. He's slightly behind the timeline of one of the Green Jackets' prominent starters from last year's first half in Cade Keeler. 0-2 to Figueroa. Too far upstairs. Rome's got a whole lot of arms that came here last year. Some of Augusta's best performers, like Didier Fuentes, who was the star of spring breakout, Garrett Bauman, Adam Meyer, and J.R. Ritchie, who got the ball tonight against Winston-Salem. Fouled away, it remains 0-2. Tough luck for the Rome Emperors today and this entire weekend. Field was just about ready for opening day. It had been undergoing some renovations. And then out of the blue, a pipe burst in the locker room. Both locker rooms are flooded, and they had to move their home opening series to Winston-Salem and take it as a true road. Tipped into the mitt, strike three. Figueroa goes down. Fourth punch out in two and a third for Owen Hackman. One on, one out, bringing forth Stone Russell. Rome begins on a nine-game road trip. The Columbus Clingstones up at AA, who have a ton of good arms themselves, will also do that as they're opening up the newly renovated Synovus Park. Called strike on Stone Russell, nothing and one. Stone struck out swinging to end the first. Clingstones, who were formerly the Mississippi Braves, renovating what used to be Golden Park on the banks of the Chattahoochee. Hackman, the 0-1 to Russell. Cut through. Wave and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Russell, usually good reverse blitz last year in the FCL, and a couple times bumping up to higher levels out of necessity, hit righties significantly better than lefties. Behind 0-2. And fouled away. In defense mode, Russell, quick hands. Even with a slightly longer swing, he stays alive. Saw a few moments in time with both Northwest Arkansas, the AA affiliate, and the AAA Omaha Naturals in September. Going straight from the ACL to AA, never an easy task. Hackman, a quick check at first in the 0-2. Breaking ball tipped off the mitt of Montgomery, nearly squeezed for a foul tip strike three. Instead, Russell extends the at-bat. Columbus will open up Synovus Park in a little over a week and a half. Another 0-2. Popped back. Of course, AAA Gwinnett got themselves going in Charlotte last weekend. Played three against the Knights out of the White Sox affiliate. They're currently on game four of a six-game series at home at Cool Ray Field. Still 0-2. Hackman, black glove just below that belt. Long wait, clock tricking down, and it's ladled back up the middle. Sliding stop by Jones. He'll flip to second and will get the out. Nice play, Colby to John Heal. You've got two-plus defenders up the middle. Colby playing that way. Thought about going to the bag himself, but Heal, just a step faster, gets there on the flip. It's a fielder's choice for Russell on the hardest hit ball he's shown. Second out is recorded in the form of Ramon Ramirez. Hackman looking for his first zero of the night. Would help keep the momentum on Augusta's side after they tied it in the second. He'll stare down Brendan McNair, who doubled and scored last inning. His first pitch swinging clobbers it out to center field. Guanipa going back. It's over his head and off the wall. Russell rounding third. He'll get the wave home. Colby's throw to the plate. The tag, safe. Second double of the day for Brennan McNair. And this one scores a run to put the Fireflies back in front, 3-2. Just a laser over the head of Guanipa. The relay was played perfectly. Guanipa to Jones to Montgomery, but a quick turnaround third from Stone Russell and a good slide to the outside of the bag puts Columbia in front once more. Here's Jorge Hernandez from the left side. It's another two-out run for the Fireflies. Runner takes off, fouled back. Elio Campos playing in the shift away from third base, so there was no chance for him to get there. If McNair wanted that base, all Hernandez had to do was not swing, and McNair could have moonwalked into third. Now Campos will play slightly closer to the bag, hedging his bets between the shift and the runner. Still a big lead for Brennan out at second. And Hackman goes with the inside move but does not make a throw. Hackman trying to stop at one once again. He has allowed a run in each of these three innings. Two of the three have been earned, including the one already in this frame. One strike offering off the outside corner. A little bit more run than we've seen in previous pitches on that fastball. Heel continues to hold on Russell at second base. Very open stance for Hernandez from the left side. 1-1. Chases it in the dirt. Smothered well by Montgomery. No chance for McNair to advance. Hernandez level by level, space by space, and he's been good everywhere he's been. Hit over 300 in the DSL in 2023. Just shy of 300 last year in the complex. One of those key depth pieces for the Royals. 1-2. Scooped foul. Green Jackets now have a man throwing in the bullpen. There was no pre-planned piggyback arm, at least not one made public today. It's a right-hander, so we know it's not Kroger, we know it's not Gomez. But on this roster, being right-handed doesn't exactly narrow it down all that much. Only two of the 17 healthy pitchers throw from the left side. Hackman the 1-2. Tipped off the mitt of Montgomery. Could not quite snare it. We'll reset and get going again for another 1-2. Hernandez chokes up slightly. Hackman coming home. Off the outside corner. Went to the off-speed pitch, trying to get Hernandez to bite. To no avail. McNair deepens that lead. Full count delivery. Fouled back, and we'll do it once again. Far and away the longest inning Hackman has faced. He's up over 65 pitches now with that last one. There was a firm cutoff of 75 last year, it felt like, for the first 6 weeks or so in the season. Hackman's had to labor at times tonight. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Swung out to right center field. Drake on his horse, but he's not going to get there. It splits the gap. McNair trots home. Drake's throw coming into second, and the tag will not be applied. It's an RBI double for Jorge Hernandez. He wins the battle and makes it 4-2. The Firefly offense doing what they do at every particular opportunity. Two strikes, two outs. It has not mattered. Doing everything they can in the early goings to give first-year skipper David Novarita his first professional win at the helm. And it extends the frame for Josie Novas. Novas' first pitch hacking straight back. He struck out swinging last time up. Back-to-back two-out RBI doubles from Brennan McNair and Jorge Hernandez. And the Fireflies have returned fire after allowing two in the bottom of the second. They've got two of their own. Six hits already in 2 2/3 against Hackman. Novas waves through the breaking ball, fooled so badly, in fact, he lost the bat entirely. I don't believe that's what they mean when they say torpedo bat. The lumber went flying into the netting, and now it's 0-2 on Novas. The pitch. In on the hands and fisted out of play. Novas stays behind, nothing in two. It's been a lengthy layoff here in this third for the starter, Mason Miller. He's been able to reestablish himself on the bench. The 0-2. Driven out to deep left center field. Hartman going back, and that's off the very top of the wall. Novas into second. It's the third consecutive RBI double. And that's how you bounce back from a bad swing.
Brett Keller, number 26, Ronnie Cabrera.
On 0-2, after the breaking ball fooled the hitter badly, he went fastball. Novas fought it off, then Hackman doubles up. And Novas forces him to pay the price. Winston Sawyer on his way out to the hill. He's going to make a change, and the night ends for Owen Hackman. We'll tell you who the new arm is when we get back on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
The first man out of the pen will be Anthony Garcia, wearing the number 15, 23-year-old from Santa Clara, Cuba. And we cannot yet close the book on the right-hander Owen Hackman. He goes 2 2/3. He's allowed 4 runs, 3 earned so far, but still a responsibility for the man out at second. Ronnie Cabrera, who reached on an error that brought home a run last time, waves through the breaking ball. Garcia, fastball, curve, slider, and changeup. First full season with the Green Jackets. Goes back to the tight breaking ball, and Cabrera again is fooled sheepishly. Garcia, 12 games, 2 starts last year for the Jackets. 1-2, a 5.34 ERA. Did struggle with left-handed hitters at times. But the breaking ball, right on right, very sharp. He's ahead 0-2 on the 9-man. Too far outside, and all the way to the backstop it flies. Kicks so hard off the padding it goes to Garcia himself, but the wild pitch pushes Novas up to third. If you're just joining in with us, it's 5-2 Fireflies in the top of the third. Columbia scored one apiece in the first two frames, but have 3 2-out runs here in this third inning after the Jackets tied it in the second. RBI doubles from Brendan McNair, Jorge Hernandez, and Josie Novas in that order. The 0-2 to Cabrera. Swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia comes on and does what he was expected to do. He strands the man in scoring position, but the damage is done once more. Fireflies 5 and Green Jackets 2.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Mason Miller granted a lead once again. A little bit of difficult situations. He found himself in the second, but ready to go now in inning number three, and he's got a three-run cushion, the largest he's had of the night. Fireflies continue to support him. It will be Hartman, Carey, and Drake, three consecutive lefties left on left against Mason Miller. Hartman singled his last time up, went backside on the sixth hole. Tonight's left fielder shows bunt and then pulls back on the pitch below the zone. Hartman originally out of St. Albert in Alberta, Canada. Bounces this one to the right side. Routine play for Hernandez at second, and he puts away the hustling Hartman. One of a handful of young outfielders on this roster, along with Drake, Carey, and Guanipa. Even Douglas Glaude, who's the elder statesman at 20 entire years of age, is making his Green Jackets debut whenever he does, in fact, step into the lineup. Eric Hartman now bats. For correction, that was just Hartman. This is Owen Carey. Back-to-back lefties. Carey ahead 1-0, and he cranks this one down the right field line and into the corner. Over the head of the leaping Figueroa, and carries off to the races. Helmet comes flying off. He'll get the stop sign at second, and it's a one-out double for Owen Carey, his first professional hit. That double, part of the 2025 Doubles for Dollars campaign, brought to you by M. Austin Jackson, the Augusta guy, your local Augusta lawyer. For every double hit by the Green Jackets this year, M. Austin Jackson and company will donate to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Augusta. First one of the season, one on, one out for Isaiah Drake. All about answering back at this point, and a lot of baseball still to be played. Drake going back and forth with Derek Gibson, the home plate umpire, confirming what the situation is, wants to know, because both umpires were raising their hands and calling for the time. Nicholas Sexton, who has the field today, will tell Miller to toss that ball away. Isaiah was hit by a pitch his last time up, stole a base, and then came around to score the first run of the year for Augusta. And he got hit again. Mason Miller has hit Isaiah Drake twice in two innings. Looked like the breaking ball was the goal there. But the goal was not met. Two on and one out. Once again, it's the bottom half setting the table. Five and six of each reach base, and here's Colby Jones as Ramon Ramirez goes out to talk with Mason Miller. Miller's command has never been his defining feature, we'll say. Between his time at FGCU, what he did in the summer ball ranks, including with the Peninsula Pilots of the Coastal Plain League, and now between the Arizona Complex and the Columbia Fireflies since turning pro, it is not a true issue by any stretch of the imagination, but it's certainly something that he's been working, is to curtail some of those free passes. He's walked one and hit two tonight. First pitch to Colby Jones. Misses high and tight. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Fireflies, already through 3 innings. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Green Jackets. Both offenses came ready to play on opening night. 1-0 to Colby. Waves through the off-speed, well placed by Mason Miller. We mentioned it's a full 5-pitch mix. Of course, everything's at varying levels of confidence and success. But you think if Miller's looking to be stretched out this year, and it appears that he is, he's not the only one going from 2024 reliever to 25 starter. As the one-strike delivery misses too far off. Trusting some of those tertiary pitches, the count is 2-1. Such as the changeup and the overhand curveball. Will help shorten the gap between his left-handed and right-handed numbers. Inside ball 3, that brushes up around the jersey of Jones, who had that phenomenal play that kind of went by the wayside in the previous inning. It was a heck of an effort to go up the middle and take away a base hit from Stone Russell, turn it into a fielder's choice, but then the next 3 batters all had RBI doubles. And so it went a bit out of sight, out of mind. The 3-1. Fouled back by Jones. Colby got a handful of good experiences last year. Most of his time after the draft came with Augusta, but he was up with Rome for the end of the season, and he did also move on to Mississippi for the final few games of the season. The M Braves needed a bit of infield depth down the stretch. It was Colby and Cam McGee that went out that way. Counts full. Miller, a deep breath, closed from the left side. Called strike 3. Fastball ran back to the inside corner and was not below the zone, says Derek Gibson. And the near sellout crowd will let the young umpire hear it. Dating back to Nick Montgomery, who ended the second with a backwards K. Both strikeouts for Mason Miller have been looking. Both have been late calls from Gibson. And neither have been very appreciated by this Green Jacket heavy crowd. The park is packed out as we've seen it. It's exactly what you want on opening day. 2-1, 2-out for Carlos Monteverde. He takes a slider outside. Monteverde walked his last time up on a pitch timer violation from Mason Miller. It was a 3-1 count. The violation was called. Miller still delivered the pitch, and then Monteverde sent what would have been a fly out to left. Instead, the play was called back. Outside corner, 1-1. Gibson has been a little bit generous to his left side. Would be out to lefties and into righties. And he's been slow with the calls, but he's been consistent on opening day. Carey at second, Drake at first with 2 outs. 5-2 Fireflies. Breaking ball bounces in and is handled cleanly by Ramon Ramirez. Owen Carey got the offense going this inning with a 1-out double, a screaming line drive into the right field corner. And then Isaiah, for the second time today, was hit by a pitch from Mason Miller. Miller looking for his second 0 in 3 attempts. Augusta trying to answer the 3 spot from the Fireflies. Monteverde scrubs it slowly to third base. Russell on the run, in time to first. For the third consecutive inning, the Green Jackets will strand 2, and they trail by 3 with Garcia headed back out to the hill.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone.
Anthony Garcia stranded a man at third in inning number three to stop the bleeding, and thus he did officially finalize that line for Owen Hackman in his season debut. Hack goes 2 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 4. Garcia made just 2 starts last year, but he did go multiple innings in nearly every outing, so you trust him to give you some longevity. And obviously, it's opening day. Everybody's rested. But the Green Jackets have a handful of piggyback arms planned for next week in Hickory, so you'd like to limit how many arms you have to use in Game 1. And we'll see whether or not Augusta can accomplish that or not. Back to the top of the order for Ozbel Gonzalez. He fouls away the first pitch of the fourth. Gonzalez, a good day to start off his Firefly career. 2 for 2, 2 singles, 2 steals for the center fielder. One of a handful of top prospects on the roster for the Royals. Garcia, a high and tight breaking ball, and it tied Gonzalez in 2. Nothing in 2 on Ozbel. 19-year-old outfielder from Maracay, Venezuela, signed back in 2023. Bounces this one to short. Big hop for heel. Bobbles, fires to first, not in time. And that will be the second error of the day for the usually sure-handed John Heel. The Jackets haven't had many smooth bounces come their way so far. A lot of these big hops bouncing either off the plate itself or right in front where the dirt meets the grass. And now we await confirmation, and yes, it will be an E6. Second of the day, both on John Heel. Hyung Chan digs in and takes strike one. Ball one, beg your pardon. Video board, a little bit staticky today, and that's what's translating to your live score bug. Gonzalez thought about going and then pulled up as Garcia went with the slide step. 2 balls, no strikes. But so we apologize if the count is a little bit sluggish to update if you're watching on Bally Sports Live or on MILB TV. That's being pulled off of the scoreboard. Opening day for everybody. But we're getting better. Garcia, a mighty pickoff throw, put all his weight behind that toss. Gonzalez is already 2 for 2 stealing. And the Fireflies as a unit, Columbia's 3 for 3, all of which came against Hackman, all of which came against the catcher Montgomery. Too far upstairs, 3-0 on Hyung Chan Fireflies seemingly have themselves an offense. It's a good mix of young hitters and just enough players with Columbia experience to feel really confident. Called strike on who was taking all the way, makes it 3-1 on the designated hitter. Fireflies do have 3 catchers on the roster. Augusta has 2 active, 3 in total. They added Alan Pineda to the dev list today. Runner goes. Pitch is called a strike. Montgomery's throw is a little bit late. 3 steals in 3 tries for Ozbel Gonzalez. So all you Raising Royals folks that are following these baby blue bombers, they've got something going. Gonzalez just screaming his way around the bases. And as this inning progresses, keep in mind it all began with the E6. Count is 3-2 on Hyung Chan He, Ramon Ramirez, and Diomi Salon, the 3 catchers on staff for David Novarita. Payoff pitch. Bounce to the first base side. Monteverde comes to get it. He'll take it himself and beats to the back. Between the stolen base and the ground out, Gonzalez goes first to third in 1AB. And some mighty helpful insurance waits 90 feet away. Ramon Ramirez is the highest-ranked position player prospect on Columbia's roster. He's number 10, 1 slot behind Blake Walters, who we do not expect to see throw this weekend. Ramirez has walked and has an RBI ground out. Infield in on the catcher. Takes ball one just off the outside corner. There's a little bit of stretching that's been happening in the Columbia bullpen, but nothing at the moment. It was only in the previous half inning. Ramirez bounces that one wide of the Green Jacket dugout here in Augusta. Home side is the third base side, so you'll see the Jackets on the third base dugout for all 66 home games. Wearing their whites today and tomorrow, and then they'll debut the new green alternates on Sunday evening. 1-1 too far downstairs. Nice backhand by Montgomery. Feels overdue for the Green Jackets to have an all-green uniform, but we've gotten there. We heard all your pleas and passionate outcries. And they look good. They'll be taken on the road as well this year. Bounced hard to third. Runner coming home. The throw from Campos bounces in off the glove of Montgomery, and the run scores. Ramirez gets all the way to second base. Campos reared back, chucked that one, and spiked it into the grass. There will be an error for sure. We'll see how it gets scored. Likely a fielder's choice in an E5. Gets Ramon Ramirez out to second. Elvin Nina is headed out to the mound. Two errors in the inning. Three on the day in 3 1/3 for Augusta. Perhaps nerves on opening night. Heel showed plus defense when he came up last year, but now a bit higher expectations on the 18-year-old's shoulders. He's made two errors tonight. He's going to get a lot of looks in a system so filled with pitchers. Anybody that shows promise on the position player side, especially at the age that Heel is, will always be put under a bit of a microscope. And then for Campos, second year in the Braves system, but after four seasons playing in complex ball, all in the Dominican, now he's in a packed crowd. Darlin Figueroa pulls through the fastball, nothing and one on the first baseman, who's 1-for-2. The coaches felt very strong about what this defense could be, and that's certainly not going to change after less than one game. Breaking ball. Cruising out to right field, Isaiah Drake runs it down at full speed. Isaiah's a center fielder by nature. Guanipa's going to see the lion's share of reps out there, but both of them will get time that direction. Hartman can play that place as well, so can Carey. And Glaude has played more corner than anywhere else, but you truly have five players on your roster that could play center if you needed them to. All that to say, there's not much that's going to get down if this outfield can help it. Two outs for Stone Russell. First pitch swinging. On the ground to second base, Colby Jones to a knee and flips over to first. Colby makes the easy one look easy, but the Fireflies tack on one more. They get themselves another unearned run and make it 6-2, leading by 4 in the fourth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah. SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or mortgage. Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, a rewards or a signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit the branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, equal housing. Anyone less than 6.24.
That is going home.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Mason Miller's needed just 45 pitches to get through three innings. He's allowed two runs on five hits. But with a four-run lead now, he's sitting pretty to continue his work so long as the arm desires. We'll see how quickly David Novarita starts getting action up in the bullpen. Elio Campos leading off the bottom of inning number four. 9-1-2 for the Green Jackets on opening night. Augusta won the first two games of the year last season against the Fireflies before dropping the getaway deck. Campos shows bunt and pulls back on a fastball that never quite threatened the zone. Jackets didn't use a lot of small ball last year, but they have a lineup that's conducive to it with a lot of speed. Russell even with the bag. Campos did not square. Takes strike one. Augusta won the season series 11-10 by virtue of that walk-off winner on the final home game of 2024. Miller the 1-1. Bounce to the right side, a couple shuffles to the left for Hernandez. And the ball gets away from the first baseman, Figueroa. Jorge Hernandez, lackadaisical. Campos wasn't exactly Usain Bolt out of the box. But it'll be the first error of the day for the Fireflies. And the Green Jackets, the beneficiary. Campos is 0-2, but he's on for the second time. Fielder's choice and E4 on two ground balls to second. Your live stats have frozen for the moment, but they should be right back now, or at least getting close as time progresses, in case you happen to be following along there. Back to the top for John Heal, and he takes ball one. Heal a ground out and an RBI single sent a screamer right back up the chute. That brought home Colby Jones and tied the game at two at that point. Since then, four unanswered for the Fireflies. Miller will pick over. Campos back in standing. Miller's shown a couple different moves. That's certainly the B move of the two. He was leaning towards first, seemingly as soon as the leg lifted. Runner goes. Campos got a good jump. Strong throw. Not in time. It's first chance we truly get to see Ramon Ramirez try to let one go. But Campos has his second steal. Elio Campos is 2-for-2. This is a stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Stay safe like the Green Jackets with Vector Security. And Augusta's 5-for-5 off of Miller and Ramirez. Fireflies 4-for-4 themselves. 2-0 to Heal. Out in front of the off-speed, a well-timed secondary. And better placement from Mason Miller. First pro start for Miller, and he's looked comfortable. A lot of times, some of these guys, when you're switching over from starting nearly every weekend, and Miller did have some injury issues at the end of his FGCU career, but he was a starter for so long, getting into that reliever mentality can change things. Heel's ankles are brushed back. Count rolls to 3-1. It's a similar situation that Jacob Kroger of the Green Jackets found himself in last year. Now, Kroger is not likely to join the rotation the way Miller has. But Jacob had thrown nearly 100 innings his senior season at Maryville and then was asked to go out of the bullpen. Certainly a different mindset. Timing play out to second base. Campos didn't have a huge lead to begin with. He's in standing. Hernandez broke maybe a half second early. Just early enough, at least, that Campos was already headed backwards when Miller went with the spin. First base is open. The 3-1. Fouled back on a long swing by John Heal. Good to see Heal at 100%. He gave just about everybody that follows the Braves a scare in the spring breakout. Went 1-for-3. Wiley Ballard and the broadcast staff couldn't say enough good things about John Heal. And then he pulled up on a ground ball, clutching at his leg. Everybody's heart skipped a beat. especially since the same thing happened to Isaiah Drake in the spring breakout the year before. But it ended up being just a cramp. Heel was all smiles, even in the dugout after he was lifted for precautionary reasons. And he's ready to run wild in Augusta in 2025. Got a full count against Miller. Mason Miller coming home. Breaking ball. Too high. Ball four. Second walk of the day issued by Miller. Fourth free pass. And between the error and walk, the Green Jackets have two aboard with nobody out. Ramirez will let the signs go from behind the dish. Luis Guanipa's 0 for 2, looking for his first hit of the year. Ground out and a pop-up, both to the shortstop, Novas. Hernandez holding Campos on at second. Guanipa, a half-hearted check swing attempt. We did see last year with Guanipa, he will be aggressive. And there are times it feels like he predetermines before he gets in the box whether he wants to swing at the first pitch or whether he wants to see one. Was in swing mode right there. Nothing in one on the center fielder. Big lead, both bases. Breaking ball. Narrowly evades the top of the zone. And now there's a righty throwing in the bullpen for the Fireflies. It appears to be Henson Liao, who was a key piece in the back end for the Fireflies last year. 1-1 to Guanipa. Hit out to right field. Cabrera drifting back. And he makes the catch in front of the warning track. It will be deep enough that the man can advance second to third. Campos in with a feet first slide. And now there are men at the corners with one out. Guanipa just having missed that one. Said that on both of his flyouts so far. Montgomery will bat. It's Nick Montgomery, the catcher. Mason Miller, what's been impressive about what he's done is the fact that he's thrown 57 pitches and only 28 of them have been strikes. So less than 50% in the zone. Two walks, two hit by pitches, but he's held the Jackets to just two runs so far. Montgomery trying to change that. Runner goes and the pitch gets off the glove of the catcher, Ramirez. It took a big bounce off the padding. And that forced Campos to stay at third. Heel was gone anyway. He'll get the stolen base. The Jackets are 5 for 5. Heel's 2 for 2. And that takes away the force out at second. Montgomery has singled and struck out looking so far. Heel, as the trail runner, can get as big of a lead as he wants. And he will do just that. 1-0 to Montgomery. High and outside. Another one. Not that close. Miller's up near 60. Another walk. Could force Dave Novarita to make a tough decision. Because after Montgomery, there's three straight lefties. That's what you'd like to see Miller handle. Breaking ball. Drops in the top of the zone. 2-1. It's the perfect portion of the order for your left-handed starter to work with, even though it is the middle third. To their credit, though, those three lefties are 2 for 4 with two hit-by pitches. Montgomery late on the fastball, 2-2. Miller ramping up the velocity a little bit there, challenging the young catcher in his pro debut. Montgomery will be 19 for the entirety of this season. Won't turn 20 until November. 2-2. Breaking ball, just off the edge. Ramirez, a very natural frame, looking to bring it back. Miller, a little extra gaze, figuring out exactly where Derek Gibson had that pitch. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Nick Montgomery. 2 men aboard in the bottom of the fourth. Strike 3, swinging. Montgomery pulls off the fastball, and a much-needed K for Mason Miller. It's the first swinging strikeout for the Southpaw, third overall. And the pressure falls on the shoulders of Eric Hartman. Hartman a single and a ground out so far left on left against Miller. The Green Jackets have already stranded six men in three innings. They've got two aboard again, both in scoring position. Fastball out, 1-0. Fireflies lead 6-2. Combination of Owen Hackman and Anthony Garcia have not posted a clean zero so far for the pitching staff. 1-0 from Miller. Too far outside. That one a bit more overt on the frame attempt from Ramirez. Had to go out and then bring it around town to come back in. Don't have to concede to Hartman. There is first base open. Beautiful slider from Mason Miller, 2-1. Not what Hartman was looking for whatsoever, and it locked up the young lefty. Hartman gets the nod in left field. 20th round pick. He was the last man drafted by the Braves this past summer. Slider too far inside. Three-one is the count on Eric Hartman. Chose to turn pro rather than honor his commitment to Michigan. Now in a big spot for the Jackets. 3-1. Fouled straight back. Hartman was on time. That one rattles around the sweet area. SRP Park, when it was built in 18, had the designation. No ballpark at the single A level had its sweet level closer to home plate than SRP. Hanging right over top of the 100s. The payoff from Miller. In the dirt, ball four. Hartman works the walk. He's on for the second time, and the bases are loaded for Owen Carey. And here comes Dave Novarita. Novarita has not made the motion yet, and now he will. With the bases loaded, Mason Miller will cede the ball to his skipper. It's the first pitching change of Novarita's managing career, and he will put Leal right into the fire when we come back.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you at Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Henson Leal is the new arm for the Fireflies. 12 games last year in the blue and green. And now he steps on. Bases loaded, two outs against the DH Owen Carey, who's 1-for-2. Facing a righty for the first time. He takes inside, ball one. Leal fastball, changeup, slider, and cutter. He'll show you all four as well. Stands from the stretch with the glove low. Carey goes chasing a fastball below the knees, 1-1. Leal has to be careful here. He rolled through the stop sign on that pitch, never fully came set. Of all the balks available to umpires, that's probably the one called the least. Comes to a set here, the 1-1 to Carey. Bounced straight back. Carey was a little bit out in front. Leal Leal, fourth professional season at 21 years of age. Second with the Fireflies. This is his first opening day. And Carey will use his timeout. It's another piece to the pace of play rules in minor league baseball. Pitcher and batter each get one timeout to utilize per AB. Carey has used his before the 1-2. Leal the pitch. Fouled back. Carey a hefty swing. On time and on target. Elio Campos at third. He reached on an error. John Heal at second. Eric Hartman at first, both of whom walked against the starter, Mason Miller. He's on the hook for all three. Another 1-2. Hit out to right field. Heading back towards the corner. Looking up, and it is off the wall. Two runs will score. Screaming around Hartman. He comes in without a play. It's a 3-RBI double for Owen Carey. High off the top of the tax layer, Terrace. Just below that 25-foot high sign, Carey. A debut with a bang. It's 6-5. Tying run out at second base. Owen Carey, 2-for-3, 3 RBIs. Londonderry, New Hampshire, stand up and represent. Isaiah Drake, swinging for the first time today, fouls it out of play. He'd been hit in each of his last two at-bats, both on the first pitch of the AB. Carey just missed a grand slam. It was right below the yellow line. Wouldn't that have been something? 0-1 to Isaiah. Too far inside. Nearly got hit again. Drake not thrilled by it. One ball and one strike on the right fielder. Looking to bring home the tying run. Leal the pitch. Too far outside. Change up. Fading away from the lefty. For Miller, the line is done. 3 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. 3 walks and 3 Ks. He can neither win nor lose. 6-5 Columbia in an offense-heavy first 4 innings. 2-1 to Drake. Low and inside, ball 3. Isaiah out of North Atlanta High School. Played his senior season of high school ball about 10 minutes south of Truist Park. Got the hometown draft, and he's back in Augusta for his second season. 3-1. Ball 4. On base percentage is 1,000 for Isaiah Drake tonight. Hit by pitch, and walk. And that absolutely works. The goals for this year, cut down on the strikeouts, have more competitive at-bats, and allow that plus-plus speed that he has to show itself off. That's exactly what he's done tonight. Two on, two out for Colby Jones. Each of the last 3 men have reached with 2 outs. Walk, double, walk. 3 free passes and an error in the inning. And we have a balk. Might have spoke that one into existence. Sorry, Firefly folks. The balk moves Carey to third, Drake to second. Go-ahead run in scoring position if Jones can get one to the outfield. First pitch to Colby Jones is a breaking ball low and outside. Fans representing the Atlanta Roots, the tomahawk chop throughout the sold-out crowd. Colby takes ball 2. No, again, very late decision by Derek Gibson. You'd think we would have learned by now, 1-1. Good speed at both bases. Henson Leal trying to keep the Fireflies in front. 1-1 on the Green Jacket second baseman. Colby pulls through the secondary. Leal was ahead, two strikes on Owen Carey with two outs and the bases loaded. Put one center cut and Carey hammered it off the wall. Two strike pitch to Colby Jones. Spun away on the slider. Carey at third, Drake at second. Two strikes on Jones. Fireflies 6, Green Jackets 5. Leal rocks to the belt. Strike 3, got Colby to chase. Third out recorded by Leal, but the damage is done. A 3-run double for Owen Carey, and we are within 1 after 4.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
A much tighter game than it was when Anthony Garcia last departed the mound. He'll now go to work trying to keep the deficit at just 1. The Fireflies have scored in every single inning. But the Green Jackets, 2 in the second, 3 in the fourth, hanging around tight at 6-5. Brennan McNair, 2 for 2, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and an RBI for the left fielder. Check swing on the appeal. McNair did not go. It's the second full inning of work for Garcia here in the top of the fifth. Nobody moving behind him right now. High and outside, 2-0. Bit of a layoff for the Cuban-born righty. A long inning, both between three runs scoring and the fact that the pitching change from Miller to Leal happened. 2-0 in the dirt. 3 straight misses for Anthony Garcia. Fireflies have put the leadoff man on base in every single inning, and they've scored that man every single time. Taking all the way, it's a called strike on McNair. Green Jackets sent 8 men to the plate in the fourth, pushed 3 across, and left 2 more. They've left 2 in every inning. 3-1, finds the outside corner once again, came hustling back in for Anthony. Only 1 hit in that previous half for Augusta. But it was a big one. Owen Carey with the double. Full count pitch. Misses low and inside. McNair is on for the third straight time. First walk issued by Anthony Garcia. Second of the day for the Green Jacket pitchers. Make it a perfect 5-for-5. In reaching the leadoff man. Jorge Hernandez had an RBI double his last time up. He's 1-for-2, also grounded out to first. Campos playing in at third base. Runner goes, bounced out to short. Heel will step on the bag, flip to first, and a 6-3 double play. McNair got a late jump. Whether that was a run and hit or a hit and run, Heel was perfectly placed. And it's two for the price of one to erase the leadoff walk. That's big. Not just because it gets two outs and puts nobody aboard. It's also a little confidence builder for John Heel, who had a couple errors already tonight. Josie Novas will step in, taking ball one. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties on both our scoreboard in left field and our score bug on the live stream. Breaking ball, called strike one and one. Working to get those fixed. We'll keep you abreast of the situation. 6-5 Fireflies, top five. 1-1 count with two outs. Anthony Garcia fires in a breaking ball, and Novas pulls off. Makes the count one and two. Anthony trying to post the first Green Jackets defensive zero of the season, as well as the first 1-2-3 inning. The pitch, strike three, tied up, Novas in knots. Walk, double play, strikeout. Green Jackets needed that. They're back to work at the plate looking for their first lead of the day when we come back in here on Bally Live and the Green Jacket Radio Network.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
David here's going to hide the pick somewhere on the field. Bam! The only way she's going
to watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund
so
feels like
some direction and she
climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Thing is going to help.
Here we go!
To find our big.
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
A lot of words, Raven, you got it.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Bottom five, we're halfway home on opening night. I'm Noah Adcock-Howard. Thank you, as always, for being with us. Firefly and Green Jacket fans alike, we'll be with you all weekend in all 66 games here on Bally Live and MILB TV. All 132, you can find us on the radio at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Carlos Monteverde leading off the bottom of the fifth. He'll take ball one low and in from Henson Leal. Leal, one-third of an inning, gave up a double, a walk, and a strikeout in the fourth. That double scored three runs, made it a one-run ball game. The 1-0 to Monteverde. Hooked to the second base side, Hernandez will flip it over towards the bag, and out is the call. A bit of an adventure there for Darylin Figueroa. He was trying to find the bag. Ball was hit into no man's land between first and second. And Hernandez, who had the error to lead off the fourth that led to that three-run frame for the Jackets, makes a much simpler play, looks slightly less so to begin inning number five. Elio Campos has reached twice. He's 0 for 2 despite that fact. Fielder's choice in an E4, pair of steals as well. Augusta 5 for 5 against Ramon Ramirez stealing. On the ground to Novas at short. He bobbles it, botches it, and has no play at first. Nearly compounded the mistake by chucking it away. Good play by Figueroa to play goalie. It's the second consecutive inning with an error. Make it five in total between the two teams. And once again, Campos reaches via somebody else's miscue. Those early season nerves extending around the ballpark. You can always feel a different sort of buzz. On opening night, the Green Jackets defense markedly improved month over month last year. But now it's the Fireflies with a little bit of the pressure on their side. Tying run on base in the top of the order, hitting for the Jackets. Heel Swinging through the first pitch fastball that he sees, John Heel is 1-for-2, a walk, a steal, and an RBI. Hit just above 200 once he stepped over to the Green Jackets last year, was hitting nearly 285 in his time with the Florida Complex League Braves. Campos started and stopped. Heel pulls through another heater, 0-2. Leal has gone multiple innings in the past. It's certainly not his forte, but he's a good bridge arm when you need him. Some action in the pen for the Fireflies once again, and Heel will use his timeout. Campos held tight to the bag by Figueroa. Heel chokes up ever so slightly. Runner starts and stops once again, and Heel lets it roll by. Froze for half a second. It wasn't all that close, but there was a bit of a jerk from Derek Gibson behind the dish. We've seen him make those late calls all night, and Heel has learned from his predecessors. Outfield shallow, infield in double play depth. Runner goes. It's bounced out to short. Another chance for Novas. Tough play, double clutch, and a nice scoop on the back end to get the speedy Heel. Would have been tough to double up there regardless of whether or not Campos was running. The fact that he did, if anything, it simplified the decision for Novas. Made it so he could only go to first. Two outs and a man at second. Fireflies holding tight to that one-run lead. They have not trailed tonight. Luis Guanipa's 0-for-3. Couple flyouts and a sharp grounder to short. Leal in the dirt, 1-0. It's good pitching all week long, even though the Fireflies will not use their top two arms in terms of the Braves and Royals' top 30 prospects, respectively. Blake Walters and Hero Wyatt, neither of whom are projected to throw this week. They'll likely be held for the home opener. Guanipa skies this out to right field. Cabrera turning about. That's into the wind. He overran it, and he missed the ball. The run scores. Guanipa's heading to third. He's in head first. An adventurous turn in the outfield for Cabrera. He lost it in the twilight, and we're tied at 6. The wheels beginning to fall off defensively a bit for the Fireflies. The breeze has kicked up off the river. When it blows here, it always comes straight in from right field. It's Cabrera's first game at SRP Park. But he went backwards, forwards, sideways, and never quite got to where he needed to be. 6-6, the Jackets have tied it back up and 90 feet away from their first lead. Montgomery will use his timeout. It's an E9, the first of Ronnie Cabrera's season. Breaking ball called a strike, not received all that well by Ramon Ramirez. But it crossed where it crossed. Derek Gibson did not need the extra presentation. Nicholas Saxton will give the reliever his first warning for going to the mouth, trying to wet the fingers a little bit on an unseasonably humid night. If you're going to do so, you have to wipe off on either the jersey or the pants before you grip the baseball. It's not an often enforced rule, but it certainly is still there. 0-1 to Montgomery. Nub back towards the pitcher's mound. And it is thrown into the next county. Leal just chucked that one down the right field line. Montgomery's heading to third. That throw is wide, and it's into the netting. Montgomery's coming home. The throw to the plate. He's safe! A little league home run, and it's 8-6. E1, E9, E3, however many you want to put on there. No matter what, it's 8-6. The Green Jackets lead for the first time tonight. Montgomery just never stopped going. Went headfirst into third, popped himself right back up. And the throw from McNair short-hopped into Ramirez's body. It beat Montgomery to the dish. He was out of breath, and understandably so. A clean throw probably gets him and ends the adventurous turn. Instead, it's 8-6. Eric Hartman out in front of the off-speed, 1-1. More tossing in the pen. Henson Leal likely should have been out of this inning with the lead a couple times over. But it's back-to-back three-run frames for the Jackets in the middle third. Hartman spins this out to left field. McNair coming over, and he makes the catch. Finally, maybe mercifully for the Fireflies, the fifth comes to a close. For the first time tonight, the Jackets lead 8-6.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Anthony Garcia will be taking the mound with the lead for the first time. There's a new man at third base. Luis Sanchez comes in. So he replaces Elio Campos. Campos ends his day 0-3, but did reach base all three times and stole a pair of bases. Sanchez, one of three men who was on the Green Jackets opening day roster in both 24 and 25, joining Isaiah Drake, who we've already seen plenty of tonight, and Raven Corona, who's certainly available in the later innings of this ballgame. We're through five innings of the season. This is game 1 of 132, and we've already hit as much chaos as you could have asked for an entire week-long series. 14 runs, 13 hits, and 8 errors between the two sides. 6-7-5 for Columbia, 8-6-3 for Augusta. The first pitch goes to Josie Novas. And he takes ball one. Correction, this is Ronnie Cabrera. 9-1-2 for the Fireflies in the top of the sixth. Back-to-back misses upstairs. Once again, Garcia had a lengthy layoff. Plenty of time while the offense went to work and got some assistance from the defense. 2-0 to the nine man. Well framed by Montgomery, who's likely still catching his breath from his trip around the bases. It should have been a routine 1-3 to end the frame. It was fired all the way into the Fireflies bullpen. Pitch misses 3-1. Montgomery seemed destined for a third. Cabrera out in right field had been playing in the gap. He had a long way to go. The throw came in over the head of Russell. It skipped past the mitt. Spun out to deep left field. Got some carry off the bat of Cabrera. At the wall, a leaping drop. It had in and out of the glove of Eric Hartman. Did not quite survive the collision with the digital signage out there. Nearly a web gem in Hartman's debut. Instead, it's a double for Ronnie Cabrera. Fireflies were held scoreless for the first inning out of five last frame. Right back going. Tying run at the dish very quickly for Osbel Gonzalez. Two singles, an E6, and three stolen bases. Tried for the bunt, came up unsuccessful. Nobody throwing behind Garcia right now for the men in white. The Braves have a series of stringent results on what their relievers can do. Some guys are stretched out more than others. Fireflies have had action continuously over the last inning and a half. Gonzalez pokes it out of play and continues to battle. 0-2 the count on the speedy center fielder in his full season debut. For one game, you can't get much more than what he's given you. Two hits, three steals, a couple of runs scored, all the traits that are supposed to be on display. Roller back to the mound, and Garcia displays proper PFP performance. A routine play on the 1-3, and he held Cabrera out at second for out number one. It's first time today Gonzalez is put away. Now there's action in the bullpen. Jackson Danley's up for what would be his professional debut. He's not alone, however, in the bullpen for Augusta. The batter is Hyung-Chan He's 0-3. Pop-up, strikeout, and ground out. He rolled one to first his last time and pulls through the breaking ball. 0-1 against Garcia so far tonight. Garcia has faced the Fireflies a couple different times. Got called up in mid-June after a strong FCL performance, along with Albert Rivas, and both stayed as swingmen, moving up and down the bullpen as needed. They were mainstays in the second half for Winston-Sawyer. 20 of 31 players on the roster for the Green Jackets, including the Devils catcher Alan Pineda, who was added this morning, played at least one game for Augusta last year. Foul back 1-2. We told you the three that were on the opening day roster, Sanchez, Drake, and Raben Corona. None of those three played a continuous full season with the Green Jackets, however. Drake had injuries, rehabbed in the FCL. Sanchez went down to the FCL for the final month of the year as takes an off-speed below the zone. And Raben Corona had one appearance at High A Rome at the end of April last year before returning to Augusta, where he stayed for the remainder of the season. Two balls and two strikes. Garcia from the belt. Fouled away by A long, slow swing from the DH. We'll likely see him behind the plate at least once this week. But with only a three-game set and three catchers on the roster, plus Ramon Ramirez needing as many innings as possible for his development, there's a lot of moving pieces that David Novarita can work with. Catching depth has become the Royals' forte of sorts. They've got four players in their top 30 prospects that play at least some catching. Downstairs, ball three. Blake Mitchell is at the top of that list. The lowest of the four. But the Royals, who have rapidly ascended at the major league level the last couple seasons, have been adding to the farm as well. Payoff pitch downstairs and back-to-back batters working deep. Two men out of three have reached to start the sixth. Elvin Nina will head out and use himself a pitching conference. This is his third of the day. Also gives some more time for the men in the bullpen to keep working. Garcia's at 43 pitches, 27 strikes through an inning and two-thirds. A man who fully knew coming into this season that his role would likely be in the bullpen, so they have to imagine that he has not been quite as stretched out as somebody like Hackman, who was pushed up towards that 70-pitch plateau that he reached before promptly being pulled 2 2/3 into his opening day start. Both arms have now thrown 2 2/3. Garcia has matched what Hackman did. And by virtue of the three unearned runs in the fifth, Owen Hackman is off the hook. He can no longer be saddled with the loss. Neither starter, of course, could win. Neither Mason Miller nor Owen Hackman went the necessary five innings to garner a decision. Ramon Ramirez takes a breaking ball upstairs 1-0. So it will go into the bullpen. And that's not uncommon this early in the season. More often than not, pitchers fail to go five strong unless they're working incredibly efficiently this early. Garcia, the 1-0. Skied on the right-hand side. Over towards the line, Monteverde gives chase, but it's a handful of rows deep. New netting extended on SRP Park this season, one of two major construction projects that was undertaken over the offseason. now extends all the way past the bullpens on both sides. And speaking of bullpens, time will be called as Jackson Danily just overshot his bullpen catcher, Pineda. And because the bullpens are on the field here at SRP, that means the ball boy has to go retrieve that from behind home plate. But the netting protects a little bit further. We did see a small child get hit aggressively hard last year or down that line, and that's probably the main reason. Runners go, pitch is a swing and miss. Good throw, Sanchez dropped the tag. Cabrera's in with the stolen base. He picks up number 5 for the team and his first as a Firefly. Did not go. Hyung-Chan would have needed a better jump than most. He was only 1-for-2 stealing last year. So the double play remains in effect, and the count stays 1-2 on Ramon Ramirez. Trent Buchanan is now up as well for the Green Jackets. 1-2, misses downstairs. Montgomery popping out of the crouch, just checking on who had extended that secondary lead. A slow-moving ball game deep into the nighttime here at SRP. 6 o'clock start tomorrow, 5 o'clock on Sunday. Breaking ball high and tight. But even with a later start, 7:09, we've played over 2 hours of baseball. Still in just the top of the sixth, this has the feel of a pre-pitch clock ball game. The pitching changes, the errors, the lengthy counts have all extended this ball game. But the fans have stuck around. Fastball called, strike 3 at the knees. Ramirez goes down looking. Second strikeout of the night for Anthony Garcia. And it comes at a rather crucial time. And that's how his night will end. Winston Sawyer out of the dugout. That's 50 pitches for Anthony Garcia. And that's where he needed to be. Anthony goes 2 2/3. If Winston was trying to split the ball game into 3, he's gotten close to that. We'll tell you all about the new arm popping onto the mound here on opening night at SRP Park when we get back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to...
Trent Buchanan is the next man on the hill. One of two Old Dominion Monarchs on this roster this season. And Buchanan making his affiliated debut. Signed by the Braves in January of 2025. He begins with Darlin Figueroa and bounces in his first delivery. Fastball, curve, cutter, and changeup for Buchanan. Got signed out of the Driveline Pro Day up at Driveline Baseball in Washington State, where he calls home. Changeup really showed off as a plus pitch for him. Men at the corners, and Figueroa takes the fastball high and outside. 2 balls, no strikes with 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Ronnie Cabrera stands at third after a leadoff double. Hyung-Chan at first, a one-out walk. Both responsible, Anthony Garcia. Figueroa fouls it back 2-1. Buchanan 4-1 his senior season with the Monarchs. a college teammate of fellow reliever Jacob Gomez, who was impeccable down the stretch last year for the Green Jackets. Buchanan, a deep breath at 2-1. Spun up the middle. Heel will make a sliding effort, and it gets past him. One run will score. Looking to go first to third. Guanipa, the fire over there. Not quite in time. Sanchez tried to put the tag on the first time. He may have gotten He did not sell it well. Tried to go back and give a secondary attempt. Did not overshoot the base. So it's an RBI single for Darylin Figueroa. It's a one-run game. And the tying run 90 feet away. RBI for Figueroa. He had 56 of them last year. Stone Russell against Trent Buchanan. Fastball misses outside, 1-0. At third, Figueroa at first. Darylin Figueroa runs well. He's 1-for-1 stealing already. We'll see if Nova Rita puts him in motion. Buchanan has not looked that way very much. A start and stop opportunity. And it misses outside. Two balls and no strikes on Russell. The commotion from the crowd. The mascot is trying to get the wave going. Maybe not the time. Down low, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on Stone Russell. A walk loads the bases for Brennan McNair, who's been especially dangerous today. Buchanan, a deep breath out of the stretch. Pitch misses high. Runner going. Colby Jones will just cut the throw off, as it wouldn't have mattered anyway. A four-pitch walk to Russell, and the bases are loaded. A tough moment for Buchanan. His professional debut. Went to off-season training with Driveline for this moment in mind. Impressed in a sea of top-tier arms at one of their many pro days. And earned this opportunity to get here. Now he's on the roster and getting a crucial opportunity against Brennan McNair. First pitch misses downstairs. McNair's been on base every opportunity so far tonight. Two doubles, a walk, two runs, and an RBI. At third, Figueroa at second, Russell at first. 1-0 to Buchanan. In the dirt, it skips away from Montgomery, but not very far, and that's six consecutive misses for Trent Buchanan. A high-pressure environment with live hitters for Buchanan. The goal was for Garcia to work his way through the sixth. Instead, you turn to Trent. And now he faces McNair, 2-0. Called strike at the letters. See if that builds the confidence of Buchanan. McNair with a pair of two-baggers already. Since Columbia moved to the state capital from Savannah, Georgia, there has never been a three-double game by a Firefly hitter. Flown back 2-2. Thank the ever-reliable John Kosis for that information. We certainly wish he was here with us. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tying run 90 feet away. Buchanan against Brennan McNair in the top of the sixth. The delivery just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. And that means all three runners are in motion. Nowhere to put Brennan McNair. Buchanan shuffles to a stop. Strike three, swinging, he got him. Buchanan climbs the ladder and punches out Brennan McNair. He'll leave him loaded. Everybody in the ballpark gets biscuits, and we head to the bottom of the sixth with the Jackets clinging to that one-run lead.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences, family-friendly activities, and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, Pence.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down that big old catch cap.
Your Surfside IT vibe going to make its way around. Back up to you guys.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Ready now for the paycheck as designated hitter Owen Carey.
Owen Carey leading off the bottom of the sixth. Columbia getting one back, cutting the deficit in half in the top half, making it 8-7. And the new arm is Ismael Michel in to replace Ensign Liao. Owen Carey, the first man to face him. First pitch called a strike on Carey, who's had a heck of a debut already. 2-for-3, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs in his first professional game. Fouled back by Carey. Quickly 0-2. Michel, no stranger to throwing against the Green Jackets. Spent a handful of appearances between the two levels. 19 of his 27 games last year came for the Fireflies. And he was incredibly impressive at both levels. A 1.29 ERA between the two. 1.42 if you count just what he did for the Fireflies. 0-2 to Carey. And Carey chases a fastball at his eyes. First batter, first strikeout for Michel. Carey goes down for the second time. 2-for-4. Michel, fastball, slider, and changeup. High spin on the first two. You saw it there on the fastball. Just continues to ride up. Isaiah Drake is 0-for-0 today. 2 hit-by-pitches and a walk. He's been on base every time, stolen a base, and scored a run. He swung at one pitch so far. Worked a 7-pitch walk his last time. Softly on the ground, and Novas hits short. Novas throws off 1 foot and retires Drake 2 up, 2 down. Just feels like the kind of day where anytime a ball is put in play, you hold your breath ever so slightly. When you've got 5 errors for the Fireflies and 3 for the Green Jackets, that's understandable. The Jackets have not gone down in order yet this year. Michel looking to change that fact. Colby Jones is 1-for-3, struck out each of his last 2 appearances. From the stretch, spun out to left field, hanging up, but not enough for McNair to get there. Colby's got his second hit. There will not be a 1-2-3 inning. And Jones has a multi-hit day. The offense wasn't there every ball game last year. It never is for anyone. The Green Jackets set organizational lowlights in most offensive categories, but it was a learning season for a ton of young hitters. And a lot of those players are now getting the opportunity once again this season. A bit older, a bit wiser. Jones was one of those men. Came here after the draft, decided to turn pro instead of going from the JUCO ranks to Alabama. Looked good at the plate, was better offensively, or better defensively than offensively. Now trying to get that back going in 25. Here's Carlos Monteverde. Long hold for Michel, and he drops in the off-speed. Monteverde 0-for-1, but he has walked twice in his Green Jackets debut. Hit 346 last year between the Dominican Summer League and the Florida Complex League. Right on left, Monteverde seeing a right-hander for the second time. Runner goes, and it's fouled back. Michel, not a full-on slide step, but he does work down the mound rather quickly. Colby got a decent jump, all things considered, but still would have been a tough base to swipe. Instead, it's knocked back. We'll do it again. 0-2 on Monteverde. Big lead for Jones. Michel, too, looks that direction. He'll come home, and it's just off the inside corner. Jones never moved after the leg lift from Michel. Final line for Henson Leal. He goes an inning and a third, just one hit, but three unearned runs. There were a whole lot of errors behind him. 1-2 pitch. Out to left field, hooking away from McNair. Long run, and he tracks it down just inside of fair territory. McNair can soar through that outfield, and he made it look easy there. Good barrel from Monteverde comes up empty. Jones is left on base. One hit, no runs through the sixth. Augusta still leading 8-7.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
All right, we have.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
First full inning for Trent Buchanan. Phase three, single walk and strikeout, allowed one of two inherited runners to score, but left the bases loaded by punching out Brennan McNair, his first professional strikeout. It's Hernandez, Novas, and Cabrera at the bottom of the Fireflies order here in the top of the seventh. Augusta leading 8-7. First pitch to Jorge Hernandez is called a strike. Jorge 1-for-3 with an RBI double, grounded into a 6-3 double play last time up. Seeing Buchanan for the first time. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Opening day for 90 of minor league baseball's 120 teams. Everybody this side of AAA opening up this evening. Hernandez clubs it out to straightaway center. Luis Guanipa barely has to move, and the young center fielder makes the catch for out number one. We'll take a look at the scoreboard across the Carolina League while we have a moment. Two games have already gone final. The Fredericksburg Nationals are the reigning Carolina League champions, and the Nationals organization did not exactly respond in kind. Nearly every key contributor from that Fred Nats title-winning team in 24 was moved up to High A Wilmington, chief among them Travis Sikora. Josie Novas pulls through the breaking ball 0-1. Fred Nats began their season down against the Carolina Mudcats in Zebulon, North Carolina, and lost 5-2 today. It's the final season at Five County Stadium and the final season in Zebulon for the Cats. 0-1 is hammered down the left field line, but foul. It skitters towards the Green Jacket bullpen. Starting in 2026, the Mudcats will move to a brand new stadium in Wilson, North Carolina, about 20 minutes away from where they're at right now. And they will be the Wilson Warbirds, honoring the area's military aviation history. Jerseys look very solid. 0-2 on Novas here for Buchanan. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. It's a hat trick for Novas in his Firefly debut. Two up, two down in the seventh. The Salem Red Sox won 12-1 against the Delmarva Shorebirds. A strong home opener for what is now MLB's number one farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. And then six other teams currently in action. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers leading the Lynchburg Hillcats 3-0 in Fayetteville in the bottom of the eighth. This is Ronnie Cabrera batting, and he takes a called strike one. Fayetteville moved from the South to the North Division this year, so they're no longer divisional rivals of either of these teams. And that happened because Down East left, and now the Hickory Crawdads are the Rangers' low-A affiliate. Fastball outside 1-1. Hickory's currently leading the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who were last year's league runner-up, 4-3 in the top of the eighth. The only other game in action, Myrtle Beach leading the Charleston River Dogs 4-1 in the top of the seventh. Pelicans got really strong in the second half. Cabrera pulls through the slider 1-2, and this is the Trent Buchanan that we saw on all of those driveline videos. He was a key developmental piece. They were really proud of the work they did with him, and understandably so. He's got one of the strongest work ethics you'll see of any pitcher. 1-2 to Cabrera. Bounced out to shortstop. Another chance for John Heal today, and he makes it look easy. A 1-2-3 frame for Trent Buchanan. He's retired the last four he faced. Starting to find the rhythm of this pro ball thing. Time to stretch here at SRP Park. Opening night, first one of 66 here in North Augusta.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Is Mael Michel back to work in the bottom of the seventh? You're watching on Bally Sports Live and MILB TV. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. 66 ball games here at SRP Park this season. And we can't wait to be with you for any and all of them. Green Jackets have 9-1-2 swinging right here. And it's Luis Sanchez hitting for the first time today. Sanchez came in as a defensive replacement after the end of the fifth inning for Elio Campos. Sanchez was the opening day starter last year at third base. And now he comes in to swing. Second on the team in games played last year, behind only Will Verdung. The 5'7 Panamanian leans out of the way of Michel's first offering. 1-0. Sanchez, just a very steady presence. He'll put together competitive at-bats. He'll give you solid defense at second or third. And he'll do anything and everything with a smile on his face. Michel from the stretch. Slider off the outside corner. Nobody throwing in the Fireflies pen. The Green Jackets have somebody tossing. Once again, it's Jackson Danily going. Slider too far outside, 3-0. If there was one knock on Michel, it might have been the walks, but even then, it was a very low total. 17 in 32 innings with the Fireflies. When they came in bunches. 3-0 to Sanchez. Not even close. A four-pitch walk for Luis, and he's on for the first time in as many tries. Back to the top of the order. It's the fifth plate appearance in seven innings for John Heal. Heal's 1-for-3 with a walk, an RBI, and two steals. Runs have been easy to find. Stolen bases, even easier. Both these teams challenging the opposition Batteries have not had many opportunities to gun down just about any arm. Sanchez is a smart base runner. He's not the fastest, but he gets very good jumps. We'll keep an eye on him. Breaking ball gets a late call of strike from Derek Gibson. We took a look at the Carolina League scoreboard in the past half inning. We'll now take a gander at the Braves family of affiliates, and we'll start at the top with the most important. The Braves are winless no longer. Now 1-7 after a 10-0 thrashing of Miami tonight. Heel skies it down the left field way. McNair chasing into the corner, had to circumvent the bullpen and could not make the catch. He had to dodge a reliever out there. There was no contact made with whichever green jacket arm. It looks like Anthony Garcia. And that altered the route of McNair just enough that he did not get there. McNair not happy. David Novarita's not thrilled with it either. It's 1-1 on heel. Sanchez a big lead. Michel doesn't even look that way. Fastball in ball two. Below the Braves, it's the first time, obviously, all season that all four full-season affiliates have been playing simultaneously. Gwinnett entered the day 2-4 in their first six games. The 2-1 delivery is nubbed towards first, picked up, step on the bag, out there, the throw out to second, hits off the glove of Novas and into center field. Sanchez will make his way to third. Heel is out on a three unassisted. Sanchez advanced to second, and he'll likely get to third on the sixth error of the night from the Fireflies. And we'll see whether it's an E3 on Figueroa's throw or an E6 on Novas' missed catch. But either way, Sanchez is 90 feet from doubling the lead, and the infield comes in with one out. Luis Guanipa's 0 for 4. Slider in the dirt. It gets past Ramirez, and Sanchez will score. A head-first slide. He comes diving in above the tag. So the E6 on Novas with the missed catch comes back to bite the Fireflies, as so many errors have today. Sanchez walk up to second on the ground out, advances to third on the error, and comes home on a wild pitch. It's 9-7 in the seventh. No balls and a strike on Luis Guanipa. He runs in. That almost sounded like he got a piece of him. Guanipa's not indicating that it did, and so it will stay 1-1. Gwinnett, we started that conversation. They came into the day 2-4. They walked off in 11 innings against the Nashville Sounds. 4-3, the final there. Slider clubbed skyward out to shallow center field. Osbel Gonzalez charging in, calls everybody else off, and puts away the second out. And that would not have been deep enough to score Sanchez had it not been for the wild pitch. 2-1, beg your pardon, was the final in the Gwinnett game. It was a pickoff error that brought home the winning run. We told you at the top, Rome had to move their opener that was supposed to be a home opener up to Winston-Salem because of flooding. Well, they still got the job done. A 6-2 final over the Winston-Salem Dash for the Emperors, playing as the home team. Nick Montgomery sees a slider off the plate, 1-0 to begin his fifth plate appearance. Montgomery 1-4. Scored on that Little League home run his last time up. What a trip that was. Outside 2-0. Emperors are essentially just the Green Jackets of yesteryear made new. Pat Cloizzi went 3-4 in that ball game. Titus Dimitru 1-4 with an RBI as well. J.R. Ritchie, a decent start. And he was the only former Green Jacket from last year to throw in that ball game. Went 4 decent innings. Picked up a no decision. Front door breaking ball finds the corner. 2-1 is the count on Nick Montgomery. And finally, the Columbus Clingstones made their much-anticipated debut, albeit on the road against the Montgomery Biscuits. Slider in. 3 balls and a strike on Montgomery. The Clingstones currently trailing 4-3 against Montgomery. All four runs were charged to Drew Hackenberg in his start. Landon Harper was phenomenal behind him, three scoreless with five Ks. 3-1 from Michelle to Montgomery. Big swing, fouled back. James McCann, former White Sox, Met, and Oriole, among others, who just signed to give the Braves some catching depth. He reported to Columbus today, and he's 2-for-2 with two RBIs. The other run for Columbus came from a David McCabe solo shot. 3-1 on Montgomery. Downstairs, ball four, and Nick Montgomery's on for the third time. It's been a very good day for folks on base percentage. Two out opportunity. Eric Hartman steps in, 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. There's a lefty throwing in the pen for Columbia. Remember, they only have two. Jordan Woods is one, Dash Albus is the other. Don't have the proper angle to tell you who it is. And now it appears that it will be Dash Albus next. First pitch misses outside to Eric Hartman. Hartman lined out sharply to left field his last time up. Short lead for Montgomery. Not looking to go anywhere. Green Jackets with one run already in the inning. Lead 9-7. Hartman underneath the fastball, 1-1. Jackson Danley's been tossing for most of this inning. He likely has the eighth. An inning and a third for Buchanan. No runs charged to him, and he stranded two of the three inherited. 1-1, check swing. They'll appeal out to second base, and Nicholas Sexton, who does not have a great angle on that call, will say no swing. We never did officially announce the final line for Anthony Garcia, who currently is the pitcher of record for the Green Jackets. Three innings, one hit, two runs, one of which was earned, two walks and three Ks for the righty. The 2-1 to Hartman is below the knees, ball three. Six out still to get on opening night on a ball game that has crept a little bit. But the fans certainly don't mind. The full 360 degrees of the concourse packed with Green Jacket fans on a beautiful night for baseball. 3-1 to Hartman. Club deep out to right field. Way back, and it is gone. Eric Hartman with his first professional home run. A two-run blast makes it 11-7 here in the seventh. A laser beam for the pride of St. Albert, Canada. And that will bring David Novarita out to take the ball from Ismael Michel. Got a fastball up, and Eric Hartman did not miss it. Two out walks lead to two runs. Dash Albus coming in. Green Jackets by four.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dash Albus takes the hill for the Columbia Fireflies. 11-7 is your score. The Green Jackets have now scored 10 of the last 11 runs in the ball game, and for a team that was 120th out of 120 teams in home runs last year, starting off the season with a barrel like that from Eric Hartman feels great for everybody involved. Dash Albus out of Abilene Christian University will be the new arm to take the hill for Columbia. A three-quarter swing from Owen Carey, who's the first man to greet Albus. Not the prettiest of attempts against Albus. Don't have a listing of what he delivers so far, but we saw fastball and slider from the southpaw. Carey's 2-for-4, left on lefties 1-for-2, and takes a called strike on the outer edge. Ismael Michel goes an inning and two-thirds, two hits, two walks, and three earned runs with a home run given up. 0-2 to Carey. Albus kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Ramirez can't find the ball. Ball was in the dirt. It kicked away from the catcher, and Carey reaches on the drop third strike. It's the first professional strikeout for Dash Albus in his minor league debut, and yet the man reaches. Now Isaiah Drake steps in. 22-year-old Dash Albus out of Abilene, Texas, played one season for his hometown university and was very good there. 11.3 strikeouts per nine innings before being picked up in the penultimate round of the 2024 draft. Isaiah Drake takes ball one below the knees. Isaiah has been hit by two pitches, walked one. He's 0-for-1 officially. Long look over at first from Albus. Slider too far outside, 2-0. Albus had high strikeout numbers at Abilene Christian, but he also had an ERA of 8.4 in 24 and two-thirds. Walks were not his issue, but opponents hit 349 against him. Drake takes a called strike below the knees, 2-1. There's a very good shape on the slider. That's likely what the Royals player development staff saw when they picked him up in the 19th round. Something to dream upon. 2-1 on the Green Jackets right fielder. Albus, a quick look over at first. Runner goes. Fastball, missed outside. Good throw on the money from Ramirez, and they have got him. Owen Carey's cut down. It's the first caught stealing of the night for either side. But Eric Hartman's first pro homer lights up the night and makes it 11-7 after 7.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply? Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Card that will earn you points. SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP.
Jackson Danily will take the hill for his affiliated debut. The right-hander out of Purdue University getting the ball. And much like his predecessor in the form of Trent Buchanan, went undrafted, went to a pitching development lab over the offseason, showed out in a pro day, and then got a contract with the Braves. It was Tread Athletics in Charlotte rather than Driveline up in Washington that brought in Jackson Danily. And now, after a couple games late in the season last year with the American Association in Indy Ball, he faces Osbel Gonzalez and misses high with a fastball 1-0. Danily fastball slider are his two primary pitches. And it's a very sharp sweeper that he delivers. 1-0 to Osbel Gonzalez, too far outside. Osbel 2-for-4, 3 stolen bases, and 2 runs scored. Danily out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. Too far downstairs, 3-0. Danily 2 years at Purdue, and he played a lot of baseball last summer between Purdue for 19 appearances, then went to the Coastal Plain League, was an all-star with the Moorhead City Marlins, the 3-0 to Gonzalez, center cut, Gonzalez was taking all the way, threw a bunch for Moorhead City, and then those couple appearances with the Chicago Dogs of the American Association. Danily coming home. Too far downstairs, and he begins his day with a walk. He's been given much more room to work with by virtue of that 3-run seventh. The Jackets have scored in 4 of 7 offensive frames, and they've put up multiple runs in each of those 4. They've scored 3 in both the 4th, 5th, and 7th. Your line score right now, it just bears noting, 7 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors for the Fireflies. 11 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the Augusta Green Jackets. Runner goes immediately, pitches outside. Montgomery's throw is on target, and Jones held on to the ball, but it's not in time. Osbel Gonzalez is 4-for-4, and he's now 1 away from tying the Firefly record for most steals in a single game. That was Michael Garcia, who's taking that speed that he possessed so well all the way up to the show with the Royals. Now tied with John Ramirez for 2nd all-time. It's another Kosas nugget for you right there. Love sprinkling those in as much as possible. It's like John's right here with us. 1-0 on Hyung-Chan Out to center field. Guanipa got a late jump, and he makes a sliding catch. A difficult ball to track. Hyung-Chan put some backspin on that one to where it carried, but it also was off the hands. It was a much stronger swing than the exit velocity might have led you to believe. Guanipa, who's received rave reviews for his defense since he signed out of Venezuela, makes a phenomenal play. Gonzalez and Guanipa are two similarly styled players. Gonzalez maybe a bit more speed, a bit more contact. Guanipa's got a higher ceiling both with the arm and with any potential power as Ramon Ramirez steps in. An inside move, and they've got him caught out in a rundown. Sanchez puts the tag on. Danily pumps his fist. It's a 1-5 pickoff, and Osbel Gonzalez might have got just a little bit greedy. And credit to Danily for not panicking or hesitating in the slightest. He used the inside move. He realized that Gonzalez had nowhere to go, took one step towards the runner, and immediately got rid of the ball. Elvin Nina, who was working these folks on PFPs all week, has to be proud of that one as Ramirez swings through the pitch. It's a sweeper that plays at a cutter velocity for Danily, which is why he's such an exciting option out of the bullpen. One strike pitch to Ramirez is tipped back into the mitt, 0-2. That does count as a caught stealing for Osbel, so he's now 4-of-5 still leads the Carolina League right now because we're one game in and he has four steals. 0-2 on the catcher. Dannelly rocks to a stop. Skied on the infield. Colby Jones drifting in. Looking up at the high night sky. He makes the catch. Leadoff walk erased by the pickoff. It's a 1-2-3 inning in Jackson Dannelly's affiliated debut. He gets the job done. We head to the bottom of the eighth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening
at SRP. Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Albus back to the hill in the bottom of the eighth. Faced one batter. Strikeout and a drop third strike, but then Carey was caught stealing, which means it's Isaiah Drake back to bat with Colby Jones and Carlos Monteverde to follow him. Left, right, left against the southpaw dash Albus. And now he goes to work. Albus, who was at Temple College before he made his way to Abilene Christian. JUCO product, then to the hometown D1, and now he's in the Royal system. Professional debut for the lefty. Exciting moment for him and his family. This early in the season, you get plenty of those chances. Isaiah underneath the first pitch fastball, nothing and one. Both these teams not afraid to be patient with draftees as well, so there are a handful of players on both sides that did not appear after they were drafted last year. Out of the stretch, Albus comes home, check swing from Drake, and without an appeal, Derek Gibson makes the decision himself. Called strike on the swing, 0-2. Albus has not been easy for the lefties to pick up. Isaiah widens out slightly. Infield plays him to pull, outfield is shallow. A little bit more firm from Dash Albus, and it misses low and outside. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets will send Logan Samuels to the hill for his second professional start. Righty out of Montevallo University, D2 school in Alabama. 1-2, spun out to shallow left field, and that falls in front of McNair. Isaiah's got his first hit of the day, and he has been on four times in five tries. And knowing Isaiah Drake, he'd like to take second. Isaiah has stolen a base already today. The Green Jackets are 4 of 5 against the catcher, Ramon Ramirez. Colby Jones is the batter. He's 2 for 4. 9 hits for both sides, but the difference maker, 6 errors for Columbia, 3 for Augusta. Jones tried to drop a bunt down the third baseline, and it rolls foul. Jacob Gomez is tossing in the bullpen. It appears he'll have the ninth behind Dannelly. And if that's the case, how about the two new guys? Off-season signees, relievers Trent Buchanan and Jackson Dannelly combined to go 2 1/3 scoreless with just one hit between the two of them. The 0-1 to Colby Jones, rifled down the right field line. That will stay fair and roll all the way into the corner. Drake spin wheeling his way around third, kicks the helmet off. He's coming home. There's no play. RBI triple Colby Jones. There is so much speed up and down this lineup, and once you get one either in the gap or in the corner, you can just start the turnstiles for these fellas. Colby's got his first triple, a three-hit day, the first of his career, and RBI number one for the product of Bonifay, Florida. Makes it 12-7. Green Jackets faithful, still here in large numbers. Hey, it's not a school night. Might as well stick around a little bit. Carlos Monteverde batting left on left. Takes a slider for a called strike. Monteverde will likely split time at first with both Mason Guerra, who can play both corners, and Nicholas Montgomery. We expect Nick Montgomery to see a little bit of time at first, although not a severe amount. The 0-1. Called strike, same spot, both of them off the outside corner. But Derek Gibson's been consistent there. Monteverde 0-3. Looking to join the Green Jacket hit parade. Albus, dark glove at the belt. Slider too far outside. 1-2. The Fireflies will have Figueroa, Russell, and McNair 4-5-6 up. And they will be chasing at least five runs. 1-2 on the first baseman in his Green Jacket debut. Skied out of play. Monteverde kind of jumped onto the scene. He wasn't an overly touted prospect. One of two players on this roster out of Valencia, Venezuela. The other is Elio Campos, who started this game at third. Monteverde just forced his way up to the Green Jackets roster with a phenomenal offensive season in 2024. Another two-strike delivery from Albus. Strike three. Went to the high fastball. Monteverde could not catch up, and it's the first out of the inning, the second professional strikeout for Dash Albus, and it's the first one that results in an out. Luis Sanchez will step up. Came in as a defensive replacement for Campos. He walked and scored back in the seventh inning. Samuels, we mentioned, gets the start for the Green Jackets tomorrow. He threw one scoreless inning in his debut at the end of last season. And he'll face Junior Marte. Time was called. It's a pitch timer violation. It goes against Dash Albus. And so it appears it's 1-0. The violation was Albus, not Sanchez. So it's ball one. It's the second pitch timer violation against a Firefly reliever. And first against Albus. Fastball at the top of the zone, 1-1. Sanchez will shorten up slightly from the right side. 1-1 with the infield in. Colby Jones remains at third after the RBI triple. Inside corner, strike two. Sanchez will use his timeout and reset things. There are two Junior Martes in professional baseball. This is obviously the younger of the two, not the man who spent some time in the Diamondbacks pro ranks. Sanchez swings through the slider, back-to-back strikeouts for Dash Albus. John Heel will step up trying to bring Colby home. Interestingly, both Junior Martes have come through the Royals organization. Marte at 21 years of age. He's looking for his first professional win. Keep an eye on that tomorrow. Josh Hansel will go in the series finale on Sunday against Brett Sears, who will be making his pro debut. Heel fouls it back. Sears was the Big Ten pitcher of the year at Nebraska last year, went in the seventh round to the Braves and did not throw after signing. He picked up plenty of innings during his time with the Cornhuskers. 1-1 on John Heald. Underneath the three-quarter delivery from Albus. Albus just presents a tricky look. Nothing's flat. It's a little bit of a deceptive delivery. He hides the ball very well. And save for Colby Jones, nobody's gotten a square look at the southpaw. 1-2. Inside corner called strike three. Three straight punch-outs for Albus to punctuate his eighth inning. But the Jackets add one more, and we head to the ninth with Augusta in front by five.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We've got another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen for the Green Jackets as they go and grab Jacob Gomez for their fourth reliever of the night. Make sure to call Georgia 8-1-1 before you dig, every time, everywhere. Jacob Gomez, second Old Dominion Monarch to throw tonight, and based on his numbers last year, he was arguably the most valuable reliever down the stretch. Definition of a crafty lefty, he's just near impossible to get a clean read on. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. Allowed just one run in 13 2/3 innings across seven outings last year. He had a win and three holds. It's a non-save situation. And he starts off with a lefty, Darlin Figueroa, who's 2-for-4. Gomez, an undrafted free agent. First pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Fastball sits 88-91 for Gomez. He works quickly, and he works efficiently. Left on left from the windup. Slider just off the outside corner. A reminder, 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. We'll be live at 5:55 with the Tax Slayer pregame show. Figueroa way out in front of the slider. Manages to hold the hands back just long enough to spin that out of play. 1-2 on the cleanup man. Gomez kicks and deals. Fouled back. Figueroa stays alive for at least one more. It's a 5:05 nightcap and season finale, or series finale, beg your pardon, on Sunday. 4:55 live time there. Ground ball against the shift and into left field. Sanchez was way away from the line. Playing the percentages, but Figueroa uses the math to his advantage, and he's got a three-hit day on opening night. Darlin Figueroa has accounted for three of the team's 10 hits, and he's on at first to lead off the ninth. Stone Russell is the batter, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Looking for his first hit in a Firefly uniform. Misses high and tight. Russell, born in Pittsburgh, he was drafted out of IMG Academy down in Bradenton, Florida. The premier sports-based prep school, or at least the first true sports-based prep school. Gomez picks over, taking a look on Figueroa, who's already swiped one base. Russell overlapped with Elijah Green, who was a top five pick by the Nationals a couple years back and is now in High A Wilmington. Off the inside corner, 2-0. Russell went in the 18th round of the 2023 draft. 2-0 on tonight's third baseman. Outer half, 2-1. And it's certainly hard to draw conclusions off of one night. There's some rust both teams need to kick off, and the defense will be much improved on both sides. You assume and you hope. Inside ball three. But beyond the nine errors, things to be garnered, Osbel Gonzalez is as quick as advertised. He is the prototypical leadoff hitter, at least at this level that many hoped he would be. He'll be a fun one to watch. Flown out of play 3-2 on Russell with Brendan McNair on deck. Speaking of McNair, it's a good start for him. Another season here in Columbia for the right-handed hitting outfielder. They'd like to see him start to get to moving on. Inside, and it looks like it might have gotten a piece of Russell. It was ball four anyway. But back-to-back batters reach against the usually sharp Jacob Gomez.
Left fielder, number three, Brendan McNair.
Two on, nobody out. Brendan McNair, 2-for-3. And Elvin Nina will head out there. He's got a meeting to use, and he's just going to look to settle down Gomez a little bit. Not a high-pressure situation yet, but the last thing the Green Jackets want to see happen is the door be left open for the Fireflies in a game where we've seen plenty of chaos already. Green Jackets would love to maybe roll a twin killing right here, move out of this with limited or no damage, and start looking towards tomorrow's ball game. If you have the chance to make it to North Augusta at some point this weekend, certainly recommend you do so. Going to be beautiful again tomorrow here. First pitch to McNair, an unhealthy 80% swing from the left fielder. Makes it 0-1. Green Jackets magnet schedule being given away tomorrow to the first 2,000 through the gates. McNair is late on the fastball, 0-2. Thank A&D Carpets for that giveaway. Also our first State Farm Family Saturday. A few Green Jackets players will be signing autographs on the concourse. The 0-2. Called strike three. McNair down looking. Three straight fastballs from Gomez. No reason to get cute. McNair down on strikes for the second time. Here's Jorge Hernandez, who's 1-for-4, flew out to center his last time up. Left on left for the first time for him, it's upstairs. With Holton on the IL, it's Gomez and Kroger, the two Jacobs that throw from the left side for the Green Jackets. We'll likely see Kroger out of the pen at some point this weekend. Fastball up, 2-0. Both were solid relief pieces after the draft last year. Gomez had better numbers, but Kroger was very strong at working himself into and out of danger, seemingly at will. 2-0, an unsure swing from Hernandez. We've seen a few of those this inning already, 2-1. No telling who will come behind Marte tomorrow for the Fireflies. There's plenty of arms available. Only three relievers utilized tonight, Leal, Michel, and Albus. The 2-1, bounce to the right side. Jones to second for one. Heel will just put it in his pocket. Hernandez got a good break down the line. It's a fielder's choice. And now the Fireflies are down to their final out. Josie Novas will be that final hope. Men at the corners, two down for Novas, 1-for-4. He has three strikeouts and a double. Barreled a fastball from Owen Hackman off the wall in deep left center field. It's very hitter friendly that direction. And Novas was just a couple feet away from his first single A homer. And this is the fastball there, 0-1. Gomez allowed a leadoff single and hit by pitch. But a strikeout and a fielder's choice since. Fouled away, and Novas is down to his final strike, 0-2. For the second year in a row, the Green Jackets opening at home against the Columbia Fireflies. They got the win last year. They'd like to do it again here. Gomez home. Strike three. Swinging. There it goes. The Green Jackets have themselves a W to kick off the 2025 campaign. ...12-7 is your final. It might not have been the prettiest ball game, but it counts just the same, and the Green Jackets are 1-0. 132-0 is still within the realm of possibilities, folks. We'll roll straight on in to the Easy Go post-game show, because we're already here, and we've kept you long enough. Your final line, 7 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors, the most in a couple years for the Fireflies, and 10 left on base. The Green Jackets, 12 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, and 10 left on base as well. The win goes to Anthony Garcia. He's 1-0 to start off the year. Henson Leal will take the loss. No save in a 5-run game. And time of the ball game, 3 hours and 11 minutes. Those are the numbers that you need to take care of. And the attendance, 4,932, a packed house here at SRP Park. Beyond that, Garcia, Buchanan, Danley, and Gomez. Just one earned run for the bullpen in 6 1/3 innings that they had to cover. That was phenomenal work. Anthony Garcia goes 3 innings. 2 runs, just 1 earned. He did his job. He gets the win as a result. And he kept the club in the ball game. Offensively, the Green Jackets did exactly what they needed to do to take advantage of miscues. They drew the walks. There were 7 of them in the ball game. And they took advantage of the errors. It's one thing for a team to commit 6 errors. Quite frankly, you're not going to win many games when you do. But for Augusta to utilize each and every one of those miscues to their advantage. The biggest moments of those, the Little League home run from Nick Montgomery that scored 2 on 3 separate errors. Colby Jones getting the big triple that brought Isaiah Drake home. And of course, Eric Hartman gets himself a 2-run blast. He goes 2-for-4 in his professional debut. He scores 2 runs, but that 2-run homer, that was lasered just to the left of the Tax Slayer Terrace. Gets home run number 1 for the Holy Trinity Academy product. The 20th round pick in last year's draft, showing he was more than just a footnote. It's 1 win, but it sure beats being 0-1. Green Jackets, a complete and total victory. Hackman will bounce back at some point next week. And so will Miller. Mason Miller and his first professional start. Certainly a solid night. Fell behind a little bit too often. His defense did not exactly help him out, but there are things to build upon there. A lot of swing and miss for Dash Albus as well in his pro debut. And of course, Osbel Gonzalez, 4 steals. Brennan McNair, 2 doubles. He went 2-for-4 and got on base 3 times. 2 more games to come down the pipeline, 6:05 tomorrow, 5:05 on Sunday. We'll be live 10 minutes prior on Bally Sports Live on MILB TV and on the Green Jackets radio network for both of them before we head north to Hickory. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock. How is Green Jackets get the 12-7 victory and start off the season 1-0 with their second consecutive season opener in which they defeat the Columbia Fireflies. We'll see you tomorrow night.